Rogers. To get in touch and talk, call 751-WIOD in Dade, 524-WIOD in Broward, or 655-278-WIOD in the Palm Beaches. Other areas may call collect. The opinions expressed by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily those of the station. Now, here's Neil Rogers on News Talk Radio 610-WIOD.
I'm a Cub fan and a Bud man, and I trust you are too.
Hey! Back. Might be out of here.
Hey!
He did it again. Oh. The game is tied. Holy cow.
Don't be a dickhead. Lock it in on 100.3 FM. Pirate Radio.
Wouldn't it be something if we never said anything all day? Let's just get the check and leave, okay? It's 10:07 at WIOD. Boy, that J.D. Roberts did a great job this morning. Wasn't he good?
Yeah.
And like I said to Roger and a couple of other folks, when you bring in a real broadcaster to fill in, it really turns out to be good.
I'll be damned.
A real honest-to-God broadcaster and a good one.
How about that?
Yeah, he's good. Anyway, don't expect it to continue. Because we probably got some real winners filling in next week, but it was a good start anyway. Steve today has Baby Selling Part 2. I know that most of you probably don't believe that, but it's true. With Richard Dimitro and Chad Dornsife, an adoptive father and grandfather, battle it out over baby Crystal Lynn. Crystal Lynn. I thought she related to Crystal Gale. I don't know about that whole thing.
I don't know Crystal.
I'm sure it's a very interesting show for people who are interested in baby selling. No, I'm sorry. It's just not my thing. Steve said the other day, and it's true, he's obsessed with babies.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
Abortion.
No, well, that's part of the baby thing. No, there's... this is good and loud again here today, isn't it?
Baseball cards.
Babies. Who's with a B? Anything that begins with a B. Baseball cards, babies... And what else begins with a B?
I don't know.
Beauty pageants, stuff like that. But anyway, that's on a Kane show. Then we got Mr. Plunger himself, who was in a building getting his check today. That'll be gone by 6 o'clock tonight. Hank Goldberg and Joe Zagacki. Joe's not going to be here. He's on vacation, isn't he? I heard him say last night. No, I'm serious. You don't know? No, Joe will not be here, I don't think. I thought he said last night he's leaving for vacation today. And by the way, what Steve did yesterday, he is such a troublemaker. He comes in here, I want you to say this, I want you to say that. Do you remember him saying that specifically?
Yeah.
All that crap about Joe. I don't know anything about Joe, and the less I know, the better. Okay, he's a great guy, and I hope he has a wonderful vacation. And then we got the Yankees at Kansas City tonight at 8 o'clock, so we get the real bonus, no Bush Bing Bang. And that's the agenda, of course, followed by, what's the question? After the game. Tomorrow we're going to be at Toyota of Hollywood. We're all going to be out there. It's going to be tremendous. We're going to have some of the chronics catered away in the police van.
And, it's going to be a real event. Trust me. A real happening.
Okay, but in the meantime, we got 4 hours to kill. Now, I'm curious. I don't want to make a big timis about this, but I wonder who is going to handle my check today. Now, those of you, like the one guy in the lightning round, where's my check? I got news for you. If you worked here and you never knew who was getting... Everybody else has got their check. You've got yours sitting right there in the envelope.
Effortlessly.
Different color
it.
Than mine.
Yeah, true.
And a different amount. But every Friday is like a mystery. Where is it going to come from and who's going to be in charge and who's going to take care of it, et cetera? Boy, it's a major ordeal. So it's easy for you to say out there, you know, but... it's a major mystery.
So somebody told me that last...
Cubs won 8-0, by the way. 5 in a row, on the road, 3 games in front of the Mets, 3.5 in front of Montreal, and 4 ahead of the Cardinals. That's all I have to say. Sutcliffe went all the way, 5-hitter, shutout, 2 shutouts back-to-back. That's it. Now, that was painless, wasn't it? Oh, by the way, we got some horses for Calder because you're going out there today.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been picking purposely because I've been just embarrassing myself. Now, today, I'm going out on a limb.
This is
7th
great.
Race. I'm picking a horse with Steve Gaffalione, which I've never done. Steve, I'm sure, is a wonderful guy. I just don't bet him. I'm sorry. But he's riding Lee's Tantum in the 7th. And, of course, we've had so much Lee Fowler talk lately that you just couldn't pass that up. And then is a great back-to-back parlay the birds picking Oriental game with Gonzalez in the eighth, which is, how can you go wrong?
I couldn't pass it up.
Can't pass it up. Oriental game after that mail came in the other day with all those disgusting wrestling holds, that snatch, whatever that was. So anyway, that's the tips at Calder today, and good luck to you all. There was a horse came in yesterday in the second race. If I'd have been picking, I know I'd have had this. I'm a Sapsucker with Larry Salmel. Now, how could you pass that up? Boy, that's like strange, that card. You know, it's for the... I would imagine. 1016 at WIOD. Here's a little thing that Roger just gave us. Nothing too exciting. What is this? I see. Why flip through 100 channels, still can't find something to watch? By the way, I do want to mention, thank goodness for that Pittsburgh... What do they call it? KBL is the name of the cable system. And didn't I tell everybody yesterday if they wanted to see the game, S320? And that's where it was last night, all you satellite people. So if you wanted to see that game, that was the only place you'd get it. And those guys who did the game, oh, my God, horrendous. Who is the Steve Blass, the former Pirate pitcher who was so great, and then the next year, his last year, he just lost it. Well, he lost everything. I mean, he can't even speak either. And the other guy, it was just so boring, it was pathetic. But it was nice seeing the Cubs score those eight runs. Anyway, it says maybe Willie Nelson can help. He's starting his own Cowboy Television Network. It won't be all Cowboys all the time, though. The station will air movies, series, music videos, live music shows, and historical vignettes. The network will start broadcasting in late summer or early fall from Nelson's Ranch, 30 miles outside Austin, Texas. And we have the first promo for the network here.
Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
Terrific. So I guess that's what you'll be doing on that network. No, it is true. Even with a satellite dish, there are those times. I don't want to burst anybody's bubble because it's great having it. I mean, it's a tremendous thing. And everybody who can get one should get it. But there still are those times when there's nothing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah, even with like a couple hundred channels, there still are those times when, unless you're into, reruns of Dennis the Menace and Leave It to Beaver. Green Acres.
Those are
and
good.
The Andy Griffith Show, boy, WGN is just obsessed with the Andy Griffith Show. There are promos every 20 seconds for Andy Griffith.
That's on like five times a day, I think,
is
on
it?
All the stations. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, well, Ted Turner, you know, has got on at least three, four times.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, hello.
Good morning, Neil.
Yeah.
Happy Friday to you.
Yes, sir.
Can this be a celebrity day? Because I haven't really heard from the Island Queen in so long.
Oh, so in other words, you're picking the callers now,
no,
is that
no,
it?
Not
no, in fact, it's been kind of nice and peaceful since we haven't heard from the Island Queen. I was just thinking that myself.
Well, no, I'm the guy that always calls in the lightning round and says, Killer Mommy. You know
yeah.
where that's from?
What?
That's from Friday the 13th.
Yeah, some sick movie I was just about to say.
Oh, well, anyway, a good happy Friday to you, and leave the bird alone on the Cubs today, okay?
What do you mean, leave him alone on the Cubs? He hasn't got anything to do with the Cubs. All I mentioned was they won 8-0, they won 5 in a row, and they're 3 games ahead. That's
well,
all. That's all I said.
I get this impression he's smiling until you mention the Cubs. And
I didn't mention that they had 12 hits and 8 walks and had 20 base runners. If you push me, I'll go on through
yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing it up.
Yeah. I was ready to move right on to bigger and better things.
Govern yourself accordingly.
Like Seattle.
Have a good Friday.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Don't you think this fits?
That fits.
I'm sorry, I can't. If you paid me by the minute, I couldn't watch that show.
Really?
To me,
well,
that...
See, I'm from Lakeland, so I understand.
Oh, yeah,
it.
It's right up your alley.
Yeah,
I bet
I
you Todd
it.
Watches that, too. I bet
uh-huh.
the Plant City people
mm-hmm.
get into that.
Yes,
a bit.
Absolutely.
I don't. I can't relate to it. And then the one with Ava Gabor and the pig. Is that
oh,
Green, Acres?
Green Acres?
I can't. I'm
now,
sorry.
That's even too much for me.
Yeah. I just don't understand what this country's all about. And now they're getting to this big thing. You watch all the talk shows now. This is going to be the big thing now about burning the flag. That's a new thing.
Yeah. That's
do you right. care? I really could care less, okay? And it's gotten no consequence to me, all right? If you want to go out and burn the flag until they pass some silly law. This is another one of those things. You notice how quick, 69%
biggest
want the flag protected.
In USA
you notice how quick the politicians jumped on this? Because this is another one of those mom and apple pie things. Oh, man, we got to protect the flag. And right away there was Bush. Bush doesn't care about all those commies who are killing people, massacring people in China. But if somebody burns the flag, he's going to get indignant and really pissed about it, okay?
Well, it says in USA Today that Dan Stevens in Tampa on WQYK...
Oh, sure. Quick
says,
radio.
People are just going nuts. He says, we got 1,100 calls in the morning show, and it wasn't even a talk show. I mean,
yeah.
They're just like
oh,
nuts.
Absolutely. All you people are really pissed about the Supreme Court including two of the Reagan appointees. How do you like that? Hmm. Call somebody. Not Steve, because he's doing child... What
he's
is it again?
Busy. He's child
he's
selling.
Doing baby selling
yeah,
again
he's
today.
Busy.
So, if you got any babies to buy or sell, I guess... It's kind of like trade line, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what... I don't understand that at all. I'm not into it.
Think
I don't.
That.
I'm sure that it's a great topic. I just... don't know what the hell he's talking about. But the flag burning thing, that's going to be the burning issue because there's not much else going on. Nobody cares about China and the fact that they're massacred. You know, when you got a billion people in the country, I guess, you know, massacre a few thousand, nobody cares. They only had 50,000 people over there. People get upset.
The flag and Batman.
Flag and Batman.
Exxon's old news. The Exxon oil spill.
Wait a minute. We got a card on this show for everything, okay?
I noticed. Oh, it's Prince.
For that guy that called it. Wow. What the hell is this?
Now they made this Batman movie and they asked me if I'd write the score.
Got my check, Sharon?
But I couldn't think of nothing, so I ripped off what I wrote before.
I borrowed from the TV show and edited a funky old groove of mine. Now I'll be making so much money, thanks to Batman 89.
This is awful, isn't it?
Batman 89. Holy dollars, Batman.
Batman. Wow. Batman 89. This is Bat-tastic. Wow. Batman.
Boy.
Batman 89.
So I guess that's about as good as the movie from the early reports. Hank saw it already. So
very mixed.
Huh?
Very mixed reviews. Very mixed reviews.
He said Jack Nicholson was great, which I don't agree with you guys. I was nauseated standing in the hallway listening to you guys go on about how great Jack Nicholson is.
He is to me.
He's great in Cuckoo's Nest. That's the only time in his life he's ever been great. The rest of the time he's doing a parody of himself.
I disagree vehemently.
Do you?
Absolutely.
I don't like him.
You didn't like him in Broadcast News?
I loved him in Cuckoo's Nest. He was tremendous.
You didn't like him in Broadcast News?
I didn't see Broadcast News. Everybody said it was so bad, don't go see it.
What? Who said that?
Everybody.
Who?
Everybody in the world, except you, I guess. Boy, he's hostile now. Hysterical.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Broadcast News? Oh, yeah, they all said it sucked.
What?
It's 23 past 10.
16, 1027
at WIOD. Fancy of Jeff. Oh, fiancé. Boy, I love your spelling this morning, Roger. Well, he's under a lot of pressure working with a real pro this morning. Oh, I didn't mean that the way it sounded. That was terrible the way it sounded. Mike, I didn't mean... Mike's not in town anyway, is he? He is? I didn't mean it, Mike.
Uh-oh.
No, I just meant that as opposed to having some Chamyanko come in from off the street to fill in, he had like a real honest-to-God...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying anything. Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Neil.
Oh, hi. I didn't know who I was talking to. This is Lonnie, Jeff's fiancé from the Pizza Lot.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call, and I wanted to be on the air because I know he's listening. He listens to your program all the time.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
And it's his birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Jeff.
And I just want to say happy birthday.
Great. I think somebody's got my check in there, don't you? I just have a feeling.
The money man just
came tell
in.
Jeff we send our best. He's a terrific guy, great food, superhuman being.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank
See,
you.
Those lunches paid off. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See, if you feed the accounting department, man, they bring you your check personal. They bring it and hand it to you with a smile on their face.
He does
no
smile.
Screwing around, boy. Look at that. Oh, pretty good. Okay, 1028. Can we go home now? You got your check and I got mine. And said, the fortunes. You got your trouble and I got mine. Now, there's a great record that I almost never hear. Once in a Blue Moon. Oh, Blue Moon by the Marcells. See how this show all kind of ties in together. Miami, hello.
I'm Roger Rabbit, king of the comics, guru of grin.
So anyway, I think this theme song, this is, we should have the American flag. We should have one channel on TV where we have the American flag waving, you know, rippling in the breeze with this music in the background 24 hours a day. Call it your All-American station, okay? And all the veterans can watch that, you know, all the old farts. I'm not talking about real veterans, but all the old farts who think that they fought and never even went to war, you know. Hmm. But the guys with the caps from the VFW, and they can stand and salute all day. I mean, this country is so juvenile. There's so much into symbols. Isn't it frightening? Hmm. Isn't it? In other words, you can go out and kill people or let kids run around with guns and blow each other's brains out. Nobody really gets too excited about that. But if somebody burns the stinking flag, and I don't mean the stinking flag, the flag is, you know, it's okay. But it's a piece of cloth, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a symbol. It's like these people that drive around with their plastic Jesus on their dashboard or clutching their rosary beads or their little mezuzah on their doorway, you know. Geez, when are we going to grow up already? I don't want to start getting into, like, one of those serious shows, do I?
Do you?
But I'm getting pretty embarrassed, a country where everybody is so juvenile. When the hell are you people going to grow up? It's like that thing that Steve was talking about yesterday with Mr. Right Wing over there with his obsession about what everybody else is doing in bed.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell does he care? What is it his business? Why is everybody so concerned with sticking their nose or whatever it is they're sticking into everybody else's business? Boy, this is a very, very immature country, you know. Just all you got to do is turn on TV. And it's a reflection of the attitudes of this country. People are like infants. Look at that presidential campaign. Wow. It was a question of who was going to out-wimp the other one. Who was going to use more... I don't want to get into it. Why am I talking like this now? What is this all about?
Got me.
That flag thing gets me so damn pissed off, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the First Amendment never was guaranteed. No, the First Amendment's just for whatever you like, whatever is popular, okay? That's going to be the new thing. Kind of like in Nazi Germany, you know?
But I don't see why they need... I can't understand a constitutional amendment about this.
Oh, yeah, we got to protect that flag, boy.
It's already protected, isn't it, under the First Amendment? Isn't it already protected?
No, that's not you're missing the point.
That's not
sufficient.
No,
you're missing the point.
Mm-hmm.
You got it backward. They don't want it to be protected, the flag burning. They want the flag is like a special thing.
If
you burn it, they're going to burn you, okay?
I see. So we need a constitutional...
It took us 10 years to fry Bundy, but if you burn the flag, we'll fry you in 2 minutes, okay? They'll take you out vigilantes and they'll hang you from a tree. I mean, I'm not saying you should all go out and burn the flag, but it just... What a thing for people to get all excited about, okay? It's so typical, the kind of knee-jerk, and I do mean jerk, underlined in red, kind of thing that people in this country get all excited about. God almighty, we don't even have off-track betting in Florida, for crying out. That's what we ought to be excited about, right?
No kidding.
And they're putting up those phony things on the lottery up there on those billboards where it says one winner guaranteed $7 million or $15 million. Yeah, they found out last week it was guaranteed one winner. How'd you like, I heard J.D. Roberts say it this morning, it's true. How'd you like to have the winning, what you thought was the winning ticket for $15
million? Oh.
And you find out there are five winners.
I know.
I mean, I'm not saying that $3 million is bad, but over 20 years, it's not a big deal. Is it?
Not like
I mean, I guess if you got a Sabret hot dog stand and that's all you got, it's a big deal. But generally speaking, it's not a big simus. I don't like that. He's right. That's why I play the Canadian lottery. I'm up to $163 in winnings now in the Canadian lottery. I invested $700 and some, so I'm still along. No, but it is good that at least I'm getting something back, okay? Hank Goldberg, oh, my God, he's everywhere today.
Yeah, first I want to remind you of Meg Green show on Sunday.
I thought I just saw you in the hall.
Yeah, I got a Bill Calder spy report.
Oh, and I don't want to hear this depressing story about that station went under.
Oh, well, but I found him.
Oh, did you? Where is he?
I gave his number to Roger.
Oh, listen, I got to call him because there's a station that wants to talk to him desperately.
They found him.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Where is he?
He's in Tampa.
Oh.
You think he'd be a great replacement for Rush Rambo?
Yeah. Yeah, let's get Bill Calder, but I don't think that's going to happen, though, okay?
Well, I gave Roger the number, and he's there now.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, he's in Tampa now?
Yep.
Should I call him on the air?
Call him, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
You know, he's got like a gun to his head?
Oh, he's great. He's fun. You should hear him. He said, we were talking about Steve, and I told him, Steve's not funny.
Oh, jeez.
And he said, you know what funny gets you? I said, what? He says, Tampa.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. What is he doing in Tampa?
He's on his way back from New Orleans.
Oh, but he's not working in Tampa.
But he's not working, and but he did get an apartment there, but he hasn't signed the lease yet.
Well, why did he get an apartment there?
You'll have to ask him.
Okay.
Let's call him.
Yeah, I'm going to call him after the break.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Plunge your brain.
It was a good spy report, wasn't it?
It was excellent, especially for you. Now, listen, Joe's not on tonight, is he?
I'm on.
Yeah, but it says with Joe and Hank. Joe's on vacation,
I
right?
I think Joe's going on vacation. He said he might take tonight off.
Yeah, he went to somewhere exciting like North Carolina, somewhere like that.
I got the dog guys on tonight to talk about the match race.
The dogs?
Biscayne Dog.
Oh, I love Biscayne. I love Ken Malden and Bobby Silver. They're nice people over
Bobby
there.
Bobby will be over with Jimmy Black and Evan Annie, and I figure we can't do any good at Calder, Neil, maybe.
Hey, you're right.
I wasn't going to bring it
and
up.
And you know the best part of it, when I valet park at Biscayne, they never steal my money.
Oh, God. They lay off those poor guys.
No, I'm not going to. Hey, listen, it's easy for you to say. When you plunge your brains out inside, you don't mind because you're doing it voluntarily.
That's because I take all my money inside.
Oh.
I know I'm going to need it.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. It called her. Okay. Thanks for the report.
All right.
See you later. Boy, isn't that exciting? I'm going to call that number any second. Okay, let's. Are you going to call him? This is going to be great. Okay, let me do the break. Oh, good. We don't even have anything to do in here. 10:35 at WIOD, and we'll be right back.
610 WIOD.
I'm Mike Anthony.
Okay. 10:38 at WIOD. We have a tip on a horse on line 7. King of Dance. Well, he's laughing already. Here's something that'll get him laughing.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Well, okay. Bill Calder.
What?
What? Put it down, Bill. Put it down, okay? It's not that bad.
Neil.
He's got a gun to his forehead now.
As a matter of fact, it's funny that you would call me.
Yes.
Because I'm in this shopping center. You know where I am?
What do you mean you're in a shopping center? You're living in a shopping center?
I'm in my car's in the lot. Now, the people at Publix have let us keep our car in the lot.
Great. And Mary Ellen goes in the dumpster and gets dinner every night.
That's right. But she puts the...
Oh, I hear her. She's right there.
Yeah, she is. She loves you, Neil.
Oh, my God. Boy, I can't... I want to tell you something. A guy called this show about 3 weeks ago. And he said, Bill Calder's station went out of business. And I said, and I thought it was a prank. I said, you idiot, get out of here. And then, who was it called a few days ago? Somebody else called, and they told me that it was true that something happened or they changed the format. And I said...
No, they didn't change their format. They ran out of money.
They went out of business?
Well, they didn't go out of business, exactly. The station's owned by... How much time do you have?
I got all the time you want. For you, we got a lot of time.
Well, I know you have a... Tight show.
We do, right? Tight, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just want to get as much as
no, that's such the, a, that's the person. Company that's tight, not the show.
Neil.
Yes.
Neil.
Speak to me.
I'm in Yuma, Arizona.
Wait a minute. I got Sid Levin's phone number. He wants to talk to you. King of Dance.
Now, we have both cars in the lot at Publix, and it's funny that you would call me because I'm sitting here with a gun.
Yeah, at Mary Ellen's forehead.
I have a gun.
And he's saying, you go first.
And I have two bullets in it.
Yes.
And we decided that whoever goes first, the other one's going to just cop out.
Yeah. Well, here's somebody you can use a second bullet on.
I'm Mike Anthony.
Little voice from the past there. Just
anyway,
a joke, Mike. It's just a joke.
The station went under. They did about... nothing the month before, and they put a big billboard up on the expressway the night before they fired everybody.
What did it say?
It said, be sure and catch Bill Calder.
Bill, what were the call letters of the station?
WOFF.
No, KRUD.
Yeah,
crud.
It was WCIS.
Uh-oh, I think Mary Ellen just went first.
The big crud.
Say hello to Neil, Mary Ellen.
Hi, Neil.
Boy, you sound really excited. Yeah, she's still laughing, boy. I'll tell you, these guys, they're so used to it by now, they're numb. Nothing bothers them. Boy, here, this man is a walking advertisement for why you should never get in this business.
Exactly.
He should have a sandwich board saying, I'm Bill Calder, stay out of the business.
Well,
I'm telling you, you ought to write a book. You may think I'm joking. Now, did you get the message from Bob, what's his name?
McKay.
Bob McKay? What is he? I'm not joking. You didn't get the message?
We did.
Oh, and you're laughing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I thought something good was going to happen.
No, that's why I'm laughing.
What?
I don't know yet.
Oh, well, geez, don't be so negative.
How do you know all these things?
Because people, when they try to get a hold of you, they always contact me, and I say, I don't know these people anymore.
We just moved in yesterday.
I can't keep track of you. We had to hire, like, three people to try to track you down.
First of all...
Yes?
The irony of all of this is that I just got a job this morning.
Where?
I'm working for Nutrisystem. Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I'm working for Nutrisystem. And then, of course, I've got a great deal selling burglar alarms at night.
So they don't steal your food.
Hello, Glenn.
Hi, Bill. You know, have the Bill Calder Memorial Studio here at WIOD?
Yes, there's little pieces of me there.
Yeah.
Sure. Incidentally, is that picture of Sandy Payton and I still on the wall?
Yeah.
By the way, one of your friends has a message here.
They don't come any better than Hank Goldberg.
Yeah. We got a cart for everything, Bill.
Oh, God.
We even got your friend again here.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Mike Anthony.
He's everywhere, isn't he? Like a disease.
Mike Anthony?
Yeah.
Member? Remember?
How soon they forget, huh?
I sure
so do. What is this number? I mean, is this like a payphone somewhere? What is this number we got?
This is the phone number at Nutrisystem.
No, seriously, what is this number? Is this an apartment?
It's our house.
Listen, I got a woman here who wants a burrito.
No, what do you mean it's your house?
We just moved in yesterday.
For what?
Huh?
You going to commute?
This was before we got the call.
You
haven't signed the lease, have you?
No.
Mary Ellen.
Thank Mary God.
This is on the air.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, jeez. You just moved in yesterday, and now you're going to get a job over here. You guys are really, I'm telling you, if you don't write a book.
How's Yolanda?
She's still here?
Oh, he wants to know, is it okay to give Tom Jicka your number? Of course.
Yes.
Please.
Please. Maybe they have a job there delivering papers.
Exactly.
We call her Yo, Bill.
Hey, listen, Glenn.
Yeah, she's kind of the Sylvester Stallone of the radio business.
Hey,
yeah.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Is Neil still mad at me?
Huh? By the way, the tellers at the track said that you were right and I was wrong, whatever that means, okay?
Oh, I got to tell you a funny quick story. I got a call from the jockey's room at Hialeah on the air one afternoon.
Yeah.
And they were all there. Most of them, of course, you couldn't understand.
Yeah.
But it was an exciting moment. And, you know, I'm so tired of riding on your coattails. Even in New Orleans, I get a call live from Hialeah.
Great.
And they say, how are you, Bill? And I say, fine. They said, Neil's doing great.
Well, I am doing great. I'm sure that makes you feel great, but what can
I
say?
I'm carrying out two conversations.
My mom is terrific, okay?
Tell her I said hello, and I still love her home cooking.
Now, listen, that's a little hint. I don't understand, so what are you going to do about this?
We're going to just sit here and do what we've always done.
Starve.
And we're just going to suffer and hope that the good Lord looks up for the...
Oh, I know who called me. You know who it was who called me with the definitive story? Steve from Hollywood. You know your psychotic friend, Steve?
Yes. You know who Steve is? He's the guy that instituted that famous phrase.
Yeah, he was the original. Denenberg ripped it off. You're right.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
How about my postman? Did Stan, my postman, call you?
Your postman?
No.
No.
No? Glenn, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great, Bill. We still remember you well. Neil told us a wonderful story about a week ago about your fantasy, about your fantasy in life.
About the bus picking
about
you up.
About the bus
the,
picking you up.
Taking you to the track every day with the $500.
That's right.
Great
little
story.
Did I know, I'd be the one driving the bus.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, boy, Calder is just brutal. It's tough. It's great. Everybody, you ought to see what they did on the fourth floor at Calder.
I heard about it.
Oh, it's incredible. When you get back here, you got to bring at least 2-3,000 because it's incredible.
And I'm so impressed.
Take up a collection.
I'm so impressed, Bill, that they named it after you. You know, I just can't believe that.
Did you get your pass, Neil?
Yes, sir. And I got ripped off at valet parking for about $8, so it was great.
Oh, God, it sounds so good to hear about Miami.
Yeah,
I'm going out there today.
Same great place, boy. It's exciting.
In your memory, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and plunge this afternoon.
I know. Well, that's wonderful. I saw where Pazua won the last race.
Yeah, that's right. And Mike Gonzalez had two more winners. And
it's just incredible.
King of Dance.
I've got a tear in my eye now.
King of Dance is in the third race today. It's great.
I'll be right with you, ma'am. Okay, listen. This is such a thrill.
Is it?
And it's nice to know you're not mad at me anymore.
What the hell am I mad at you about? That only lasts...
I don't know. Something about some Nutrisystem food.
Oh, Bill.
And you want to know something funny? I still have the damn food.
Yeah.
I've been carrying it all over.
I'm still waiting for it.
From Miami to New Orleans.
Listen, I want you to hear this one more time.
I'm Mike Anthony.
Okay, just so you can be secure.
Man, I'm going to be done here in just a minute.
All right,
Take the burritos.
All right, listen. I got a lot of Cubs calls coming in here just to get somebody upset here, so look out. All right, I'll call you this afternoon.
Babe.
You going to be there?
Sure. Well, you know me.
Yeah, you might be evicted. Well, I'll give it a try. Leave a forwarding number.
How's Lee Fowler doing?
He's doing great. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye. Whoops. Sorry. 1047 at WID. Bill Calder, who really got screwed over by this company really bad, no matter what they say, and by lots of others also.
Boy, to hear that
voice.
He's
a funny guy. He's a funny guy, and to think that there are a lot of other people working who shouldn't even be allowed in a building. Anyway, don't forget, Meg Green will be filling in one day for Mike Ranieri next week. I don't know what it is about her. There's some people you just love, you know, throwing a little shtuch every now and then,
fun.
And she's just one of them. There's something. Well, I guess it's all those self-serving promos of hers. That's what it is. She didn't call J.D. Roberts this morning, did she?
Oh, no.
I heard she did. She did call him.
Oh, God.
Anyway, while you're digesting that, I want to tell you about Char Hut, boy. You can digest Char Hut easily. It's not like the agita you get in your pupik from eating at those fast food assembly line places. And a reason, well, first of all, their stuff is assembly line. God only knows what's in it. And it's frozen, first of all, maybe loaded with preservatives. And then they fry it, okay? At least some of the places, they fry it, and it gets real dripping with grease and lard and... Oh, fat, as they say. But at Char Hut, they grill everything for you, okay? They broil it on the grill, charbroil, and that's why it is fantastic. I love that,
too.
Boy,
that was wonderful.
They were on so many of those promos during the Cubs games. God almighty, Don Knotts. In fact, I think Don Knotts is going to put on a Cub uniform pretty soon because he's on there just constantly. Okay, are we taking calls? I've lost track of what we're doing. Here's a collect call from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Neil, it's Larry. How you doing?
Pretty good, Larry.
How about that game last night?
How about it? Not bad, huh?
Yeah, I was sitting in the sheets in center field.
Yeah.
Not exciting, but this town is great. No blue hairs, living and breathing people.
Those pirate telecasts. GN didn't carry the game last night, so I had to watch the pirate telecast. It was so boring, I almost went to sleep.
Well, you could have watched it on, I think it was KDKA had it up here.
What?
Why didn't you pick that up, the game?
Because KDK is not on the satellite.
Oh,
you mean television?
Yeah.
It's not on a satellite.
Yeah.
No, KDK couldn't have carried it because they're never two telecasts. They must carry some of the games.
Well, the third inning was great, and then the
ninth inning.
Pirates just choked in the ninth.
Yeah.
They brought in Robinson, and he just gave up four runs there. It was great.
I saw it. Vance Law singled in two. I saw it.
That was great. Well, I'm going to get going. I just wanted to give you a call from Pittsburgh. Say hi.
Boy.
Great. Well, I'm glad they did it for you, Larry.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Take it
have
easy.
A good time.
Bye.
Okay, see, that was short and sweet.
One
it was dangerous. 10:53, let's just move forward, not backward.
Please.
We have open lines in Boca and Palm Beach only on those Palm Beach lines. Here's a fax. I'm up here in Orlando. You're right about cool. Listen to the six in a row they played. When I Grew Up by the Beach Boys, If You Want to Be Happy by Jimmy Soul, Hand Jive by Johnny Otis.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh Baby by Smokey and the Miracles.
I like that.
Silhouettes by the Rays. Please, Please by James Brown. I'm not into James Brown, I'm sorry.
I am.
You're into James Brown?
I love James Brown. I grew up with James Brown.
You
I
did?
Saw him. Yeah.
What, like in the same neighborhood?
No, but I've seen his show and...
I wonder what we ever did with those. Are they still in here?
James Brown.
James Brown is still in here?
Yeah, I think of...
I can't find a damn thing in this rack. Boy, it's a good thing I'm going on vacation so you can put them all in order again.
It's twice
now,
a year.
Now, Roger's coming in here to find them. That's no fun. Oh, here it is.
Alphabetical. No wonder he couldn't find it.
Oh, yeah, like right after Mike Anthony. That's what...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder.
And then, if you don't like that, there's always...
I feel good!
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that
Thank
stuff.
You, Roger. 10:54 at WIOD... Here's another Cubs call from Tamarack. Hello.
No, okay. I'm sorry, to the whistle in. Anyway, in 1957...
Take me out to the ball game.
Well, we have really gone from one end of the spectrum to the other real
Take
quick.
Me
I can't
out
believe
to
it.
The crowd.
Went from the height of Bill Calder...
Buy me some peanuts and crack
to the
jack.
Gutter, to the
I don't
basement,
care if I ever get
basement,
back at its
calls.
Root for the Cubbies. Go ahead, sir.
Neil,
if
I know
they don't
fan.
Win, it's a shame.
Yeah, I know you were.
Four, it's one.
Seven for Pittsburgh.
These calls are a
shame. What's
that?
I know you were a big fan with Pittsburgh back in 1957.
From Bill Calder.
57, though. I started a Pirates fan. 58 was my first year. Remember the year Harvey Haddix pitched the perfect game and lost?
Now we've gone to.
Okay, well, in June 14th to June 16th
total
in 1957, the Cubs
set
up against
watts.
Pittsburgh. They haven't done.
I can't believe it.
Turn his mic off. Go ahead, sir.
From June 14 to June 16, 1957, the Cubs did something this weekend.
They swept the series in
Pittsburgh. That's right.
They hadn't done it in 32 years. In Forbes Field, they did last time, right?
That's right. Well, I'm looking at the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel.
And the good news is they're 6-0 against the Pirates this year, and we got three at the beginning of next week in Chicago against the Pirates.
Well, it's also Chicago's longest road winning streak since 1979, according to the paper here.
We're doing it. All those Mets fans are strangely silent now.
Oh, well, it's going to be after the All-Star break. Oh, it's going to be after August. Oh, it's going to be after September.
Well, do you want to hear the part two of the highlights of Mitch Webster's career?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Anyway, I just wanted to get that in there.
Mitch Webster's doing it, by the way. He's hitting about 315 since he came back off the disabled. It's always like Mitch Webster.
Oh, well, one more thing about Mitch Webster I'm sure you want to hear. He had 13 triples in 1986.
We don't want to hear it. Now, sir, come on. Not even I'm getting terminal with this, okay?
And
I know you're enthused. It's great. We're doing it.
Can I ask you something?
When Mark Grace comes back, then everybody will really be happy. What?
Is it possible when you're on vacation that to open up your show when you're on vacation, you can have that song called... with the one about Mickey Mantle talking baseball.
Oh, I hate that record. Well,
but you're not going to be here.
Well, I don't care. That's up to the bird. If he wants to play it, which I'm sure he won't.
Oh, boss, you just tell me he's got to play it. What?
Have a great day, sir. Guy's orchestrating the whole show. I appreciate your enthusiasm, but you're just obsessed. I don't like that record. You know the one he's talking about? That cornball Willie and the Mick or whatever. Oh, that's Mike Spindell used to play that all the time. I hate that record. It's so ponderous. Miramar.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a question about Cool in Orlando.
Yeah.
Well, you always say that, I agree with you, that I think that Cool is a whole lot better than WMXJ.
That's correct.
Yeah, but I really think that you should give a little bit of credit for WMXJ down here. It's pretty good.
It is pretty good, and they got big ratings. They're doing very well, but they could be a lot better. They play a lot of... I'll give you an example. Last night... I went to the store, and it was after the game, and I turned it on, and they're playing Up, Up, and Away by the Fifth Dimension. No, seriously, I don't want to... Up, Up, and Away should be on Love 94, not on Magic.
Yeah, I know
Would
that.
You agree?
Yeah.
What are you doing? We're not talking about baseball. We're talking about music. That's over.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't want to hear Up, Up, and Away by the Fifth Dimension on Magic.
That's
okay, and then they played some other real syrupy... Bobby Vinton stuff. I mean, they could be really great, and they're good, but they're not great. Cool is better.
Yeah. Also, I have another thing. I got a real problem about my cable thing. I don't get WGN anymore. I'm missing all.
Well, neither does anybody else.
What?
Neither does anybody else, unless you got a satellite dish. I mean, there are a few people that get it, but not too many.
Oh.
Well, call your cable company and tell them you hate their guts.
Yeah. They have TNT. What's this?
Yeah, it sucks is what it is.
Yeah,
it's another Ted Turner abortion.
I know. Well...
Well, listen, if the Supreme Court, which I hope they don't, but if they do ban abortion, then a lot of Ted Turner stuff's going off the air. Okay?
Okay.
So just hope for that to happen.
All right.
See ya.
See ya.
I shouldn't have said that because that's horrendous. But again, you know, we're burning flags and stuff. The Supreme Court, I think they all ought to be fried in oil, don't you? Boiled. We ought to get out the Bundy thing and play it next hour, just for the hell of it, because everybody's all up in arms. Oh, the flag! It's the flag! All you mindless idiots with your stupid symbolism who can't even relate to reality. All you know is a bunch of stupid symbols clinging to this Neanderthal Dark Age mentality with all your primitive religions and superstitions. Oh, look at that. It's past 59. We better not... Anyway, we got Gail Bright. With the 11 o'clock news, Gail, of course, is always bubbly and cheerful, makes up a lot of stuff, but it's a good newscast. And then we'll come back at 11:05. Steve today, baby selling part two for those, I don't understand it. Then we got Hank on Sports Talk tonight, who's going to give you tips on plunging at the dog track and Yankee baseball at Kansas City, followed by...
I feel good!
Well, that's all I can find.
On News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
Well, that Gail is just bubbling today, isn't she? She's just effervescent.
Every day.
Bubbling like ginger ale.
Mm-hmm.
You ever thought of it in those terms before?
Never.
Well, anyway, we got our flag flying this morning out in front of the complex here in Carroll City. They're going to run it up the flagpole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what happened. They were going to do pirate radio, but they changed their mind because they ran the idea up the flagpole with Tim Williams, and they both came tumbling down to the ground. Right on Rick Edwards' head, too.
Gosh.
But you know what they say, where there's no sense, there's no feeling.
Let me hear you! A one! A two! A three!
Why?
Haven't
we had enough for today already? I can't believe you.
Shut off his mic, Nick.
I don't care if I ever get back on his roof. Root, root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, we're out at the old ballgame.
Okay, 1107 at WID. You're right, we've had too much of that by far. Anyway, let's go to this Batman spy report. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Okay.
This is Jason. I went to one...
Jason?
Yeah.
From that other movie, huh?
Yeah, whatever. I went to one of the sneak preview advanced showings of Batman last night, and there was just this one line I thought I ought to let you in on. There's this one point where the Joker is really ticked, and he's just heard about the Batman and everything. And Nicholson, I know you're not a big Nicholson fan.
No. Mm-mm.
But in his eloquent way, he turns to one of his henchmen next to him and says, setting the whole tone for the movie, says, this town needs an enema.
Really?
And the whole audience just erupted, and I don't know about anybody else there, but there was this one entire party in the row behind me. They must have all been Neelys, because they all turn to each other and sort of look at each other and say, yeah, we can relate to that. And it was unbelievable.
Now, what if he would have said, I'm dying over here? I bet that would have done it.
Maybe he did say that somewhere along the
probably.
Line.
Probably.
We just didn't catch it.
I don't like him. I'm sorry. I know. It's definitely in to like Jack Nicholson, but he was great in Cuckoo's Nest. He was tremendous. That was one of the great movies of all time. But other than that, he makes me puke.
You never saw...
he's five, always the same. He's always playing the
pieces?
Same. No.
You never saw Witches of Eastwick?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that. I couldn't watch it. It was horrible.
What about Chinatown?
What was that? Was Cher in that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, horrible. Chinatown? I couldn't
yeah,
stand
it. Yeah, incredible. He was
no,
incredible
I don't like
in
him.
Chinatown.
I don't like him, okay? I'm sorry. I don't like him.
Well, I'm almost out of material. I just want to say to Jeff, if he's out there listening, lock it in.
Okay. See ya. There are a lot of people in this audience who ought to be locked in. Anyway, we have an opening in Broward, one in Palm Beach. If you move very fast, because I have a feeling today is going to be just like greasing up the old duck's bill. It's 11:09, whatever that means. I don't know what that means, but it sure sounds pretty exciting. Isn't that what they do on the Andy Griffith Show? It's like watching the detectives. That's what the promo says over and over. They got Don Knotts, and he's snooping around and making a general ass. Don Knotts, see, again, this is another one of those things where... And that show is from when? 20 years ago?
60s. Early 60s.
20 years ago. 20-some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But Don Knotts was... That was not his claim to fame. Don Knotts was great on the Steve Allen Show.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Poston
mm-hmm.
was great on the Steve Allen Show.
I thought it was the reluctant astronaut that did it for Don Knotts.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one that put him over the top with Sylvester Stallone. 9 minutes past whatever hour it is. I get confused in the hours. So I'm just going to start saying it's 9 past the hour. Miami, hello.
Hello.
Did I do two lines there? 1 second there. Yeah.
Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Neil. How are you?
Great.
You're going on vacation next week?
Right.
So am I. I'm going up to Rochester.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, listen, have about 30 white hots for me, okay?
Yeah, that's something I was going to bring up. I got a friend down here on South Dixie Highway. He's got a pizza place. And I've been talking to him, and I told him that your show would be the perfect one to advertise on if he could start carrying them.
Mm-hmm.
Song, you think it'd go over?
I got news for you, boy. If anybody down here, I've been trying for about a year to convey the message to Char Hut that they should carry them because they make stuff, you know, on the they charbroil stuff on the grill, just like they do at Don and Bob's, and it would be perfect because they're like half the city of Rochester lives down here now, but nobody seems to be interested in doing it. All they'd have to do is have them shipped frozen from up there.
Just toss them on a plane, 500 pounds or whatever.
Yeah. Well, oh, absolutely.
talking to him about it. He's interested, and I said, your show is the one and only for advertising it on.
No question about it.
So he says, bring me down some of the product. I'll try it out and see what I think.
Okay. Well, if he does it, let me know.
Yeah, I always thought when you were talking about Don and Bob's up there, you were talking about the one in Seabreeze.
No. I've never been to that one. Well, maybe when I was a kid, but I mean... No, well, in fact, that's the one to go to now because the one on Monroe Avenue has been sold to the guy who owns all those Wendy's, and he's changed it all around. And last time I was there, last summer, it was pretty... it wasn't bad, but it wasn't like it used to be. Started messing... You know, when you mess with success, like they do in this business, when you mess with success, you're bound to slip.
Yeah, they get it right, and they get bored, and then they got to wreck it, try to save a couple
Well, no, but there. He bought it out from the original guy, and he figured he'd do it better than they did. There's nobody could do it better than they did.
Now, there's a fellow in this guy's shop I was telling you about, the pizza place, that came from Rochester a few years ago, and he said that down in Bob's and Seabreeze, there used to be a road along there. What was that, Lakeshore Boulevard?
I don't know. I that's not my part of town at all.
No, and he said they tore all that up. Now Rondequoit Bay lets big boats in. You've got to take the Skyway or what was it called, that bridge that they built, 104?
The Skyway? Boy, I don't know that part of the city at all. That's Greek to me, as they say in Greece.
No, Route 104 into Webster.
Okay. Is that named after Mitch Webster?
Beats me.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, have a great time. You're going to call from up there, right?
Sure, yeah. Well, you won't be there.
Well, so what's wrong with that? Is this guy chopped liver over here?
Oh, the boy will be there, huh?
He'll be here. He may not accept the call, but he'll be here.
He doesn't like Rochester. Anymore.
Tell him you're calling from Lakeland.
Okay.
Okay, have a good time.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
12 minutes after 11 at WIOD and... I want to remind you again about the great Yo Frank Right Tree. I'll tell you.
Live, no transaction required.
You're going to have to hold
one
on
moment,
a second.
Please.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to find something here. We don't have any cue sheets. That's not it.
Not
well,
sure.
This is fun, isn't it? Go through all these different discs to try to find one stinking cut.
Well, I see. I think it's worth it. I love this.
Oh, yeah. It's a great cut, but it's...
Ponderous to find.
Yeah,
it.
Ponderous is definitely the word, okay? In fact, if you look up ponderous in the dictionary, you'll find a picture of what we're doing right now. That's not it. Oh, jeez. This is embarrassing, isn't it? But it's so typical of WIOD. It's so just textbook of everything that we do here. Not slow, not fast, just kind of half-fast. Hey, guess what? It might be, it could be... It is.
Well, how you doing, boys and girls? This is Uncle Jack Nicholson for the Rock and Roll Report. I'm so damn pissed off at everything these days. Can I say pissed on rock and roll radio? You better believe I can, because I'm one busy dude right now, and I don't have time to do it over again. Anyway, I'd like you to hear my story. The three bears, the mama bear, the daddy bear, and the baby bear who really pissed me off. Well, forget about it. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, 27 after 11. Oh, I had another great thing, too, and then I went through that. I'm gonna start, when I come back from vacation, I'm gonna put little things.
Things?
Like a little thing on the outside of each plastic case with some of the highlights in each one so I know what the hell is in there. I know that sounds probably pretty revolutionary. See, I thought this would fit right in with all the hysteria about the flag and the plastic Jesus and the mezuzah on the door and all these silly symbols that America's into. You can do a real good job.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm ready to broadcast. I love myself.
Oh, boy. He is on it today, isn't he? And if he ever gets off it, he's going to be dangerous. Okay, it's 11:28 at WIOD. Here's a mobile in Broward. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Great.
Good. Listen, this is the first time I've called, but I've been listening to you for about 3 months.
So when did you leave New York, sir?
I'm not from New York. Philadelphia.
Well, same difference.
But I got to tell you something. Question. Was Stan Major ever on WCAU in Philadelphia?
No. He was on WWDB years.
96.5 on the FM dial.
Oh, is that where they are?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be damned.
How do you like that? Hey, listen, I got to thank you, and I got to thank the bird. I never went to the track in my life, but every time I'd hear you guys discussing this stuff, I said, you know what? I got to go. So I went to the track.
I see. A lot of people have that effect from this show.
Anyhow, I just want you guys to know that I went to Calder.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about the jockeys like you guys or the horses, I just picked numbers.
There you go. That's a way to do it.
I went 6 for 6.
Great. Six for six. Believe this guy?
Well, they said it was beginner's luck.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to the window after the third time, they had these guys that must sit there and watch. People started coming over to me and asking me who I liked. So I made a deal with the guy. I said, if I give you the winning number, you give me 10%. So I had three guys that I gave three races to, and they gave me about $123.
Yeah, that's great. Of course, it's also illegal, and we're tracing the call as you speak, but that's okay.
That's okay. I'm on a mobile. Let them find me.
Oh, all right.
No problem. But listen, I just really want you guys to know you are the greatest. I know a lot of people tell you. I feel like I know you on the air. I can't wait to get in and listen to you guys and just keep up the good work.
Thank you, and don't cash too many or they'll take you away.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's terrific. That's almost as exciting as the Pepsi guy, Manny, coming in and bringing us the Diet Bark soda. B-A-R-Q.
Yeah.
It's got no caffeine in it either. Boy, it is just great. I'm not even drinking it yet because it's not cold yet, but it's I can taste it already. The best diet soda ever made. Ever. If you don't like root beer, of course, then you got a problem.
I like root beer.
Good. I'm happy for you. It's 11:30 at WIOD, West Palm Beach. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on finally.
Listen, finally.
I'm working at an advertising agency. We're having Ricky Tickey is delivering a free lunch to us next week. And that great talk up.
Yeah.
That you nailed on the head a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get it on tape so you can talk up our lunch.
He's bringing you lunch?
Well,
he's bringing, you know, lunch.
Oh, he's talking up lunch.
Lunch. I guess we buy time on there. You know,
Oh, he's really coming by? I thought this was a joke.
Yeah, no, he's really coming by.
No, actually, what they're going to do, they're going to cook lunch on his head. He's taking the cap off.
Well, yeah.
He's got like a grill, like a griddle underneath that cap.
Ricky's grill.
Where his brains used to be. Yeah, Ricky's grill.
Ricky's grill, yeah. Well, I'm anxious to see what's underneath the hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let us know on that, will you?
Also, something else.
I hear a rumor it's like the Grand Canyon, you know, like a big empty space.
Yeah, empty space, right. Getting a little nervous here. That's why my material is running out fast.
Wait a minute, what is that? Is that for us? From Pantry Pride. Well, thank you so much. From Larry at Pantry Pride brought us some grapes and some plums and peaches. Well, that's nice. That's exactly what I need.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of all this delicious fattening food. Some delicious fruit. How do you like that, sir?
Did you hear Bill Calder's call?
Did he ask about you?
No, he's talking to Yolanda. This is...
wasn't that amazing?
Wait a minute. Larry's the guy who keeps calling on the thing. Is that the one?
Oh, he works.
Well, we always like Larry. We'll just take the phone off the hook. Well, listen, have a great day, pal. I got a very important celebrity call coming up.
Oh, I was just wondering if... I've never seen a picture of the bird and Ivy Mitchell together.
Right. We're going to be giving those away tomorrow. Thank you, Yolanda. At Toyota Hollywood. Okay, an important call here on the bat line from a real connoisseur of the equine breed.
How are you, Neil?
Great, Phil. It's Phil Saltzman, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of Calder.
Listen, I was starting to panic because you hadn't mentioned Calder in the picking horses, and I was so glad to hear you made a couple of excellent selections today, by the way.
Did we really?
Yes, I personally like both your picks today.
Even mine?
I got to be honest with you. I'm not trying to look for a scapegoat here, but something's happened to the graded entries in both newspapers, and when you're just picking names, you like to have somebody who's got a shot, you know.
Well, you certainly have two horses that have a big shot today.
Great.
As a matter of fact, I wanted to ask, Bird, why are you coming to the track for any particular reasons? I know it's
he wants to lose his money. What a question that is. Why is he coming? His brother's going, and he wants to go with him and help him lose his money.
Oh, fantastic. Listen, why don't you guys come up to the press box once, and we'll give you a quick tour of what the hell goes on and how nobody knows anything there.
They're not going to come up there, but it sounds good.
Now, it might happen, Phil.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you come up early, you know, like as soon as you get to the track, I'll see if I can't let you know at least what anybody else knows up there. Maybe we can help you win a couple of bucks.
Okay.
Great. Yeah.
Right. And
I'll be out about 3 o'clock, Phil.
That'll be great. Come on up, and whatever's left on the card, we'll let you know what we know, which isn't really much. True.
By the way, Hank said things have been going so bad for him up there, he's taking an extra set of clothing next time he goes up, okay?
Yeah, well, you know, usually when Calder first starts, the first few weeks, you know, horses
rough.
Coming from other tracks and so on and so forth, you need to give him a little time to kind of settle in before the form solidifies.
True.
You know, and... no one's really having a great meeting yet, but Calder's a great place once they start settling in and everyone's got form to count on.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, I'll be looking forward to seeing both of you, and I'll also be looking forward to having you pick a horse for the first
time. I want to ask you a question, since you know everything.
Yeah, right.
Pazua, I see, was in the last race again and won easy yesterday, Rexon's Edge for 860, and he seems to be a lot of days in the last race and no other mounts. Why is he here?
That's funny that you should mention that. Pazua wasn't even supposed to ride that horse. The regular rider, whoever it was, took off.
Yeah.
At the last minute. I think it was Gaffalione, but I'm not sure.
Really?
And Pazua filled in for him and just got lucky and found a live mount, and he rode the horse perfectly.
Oh, yeah, he's a hell of a jockey.
He's a hell of a rider.
Why
is
he here, though? He was doing okay in New York.
Well, actually, he wasn't doing as well as he thought he would be doing in New York, and that's the reason that he came back. You know, it's better to be a big fish in a little pond than a little fish in a big pond.
Yeah.
And that's probably the reason why he came back.
Well, it's tough to get those mounts up
there. We'll all benefit from it.
You bet. He's terrific.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen.
By the way, one other thing before I go. You know, the 976 race number, you know, now is national, Neil. I don't know if you know this, but you can get, if you, let's say, like the horse in any part of the country,
mm-hmm.
you can dial that 976 race and hear any result in the United States.
Great.
You know, so that's a tremendous thing. I know for you, occasionally you'll hear something out of town or something, and you might want to just find out what's going on.
Or, of course, in my case, I might actually see it on a satellite.
Oh, that's true, too. If it's a, well, look, we also cover Yakima Meadows in Washington. So if you can get that on the satellite, man, let me
know. No, that's about the only one I can't. I get, you'd be amazed. I get Philadelphia Park and Suffolk Downs and Chicago and Belmont, of course.
There's probably five or six shows that you can watch.
About, I would say, seven or eight. We get West Coast from the Prime Ticket out of California. Belmont,
what time
Suffolk,
does that go on, by the way?
That's real late. It's like 3 in the morning or something.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I don't watch it, but it's there if you're an insomniac. Okay,
well,
thanks
anyway,
a lot,
listen,
Phil.
I'll let you guys go, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon. And Glenn, come on up and say hello today if you get a chance.
Okay, Phil.
Okay?
See you
have
later.
Have a good day if I don't see you.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Just obsessed today. I just wound up like an alarm clock. Okay, we have an open line in Palm Beach, 655-WIOD. It's 1136 at WIOD. We're going to come right back. This is for our friend in Cooper City. Just a little bit. We don't want to overdo it, but just to make her happy, right? Because she's so nice. 21 till noon at WIOD. Want to thank Larry for the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, there's nothing like a little fruit. Mm-hmm. Boca.
We got a flood of phone calls, so we're going to go to calls because Mayor Koch is with us in the first hour only. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hello.
I'll be at Toyota Roof.
Okay, this is the Larry King Show with Ed
Knight
at 703-685-21.
Wow. And I told you, somebody told me that someone called him about 1:20 this morning. New York or something. He goes, hello, New York. And they said, Larry, can you cash me a check?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's getting a lot of good calls lately.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what they say, Larry? What goes around. Isn't that what they say up at Mutual? What goes around comes around?
You don't come any better than Hank Goldberg.
Okay. Open line is in Palm Beach, 655-WIOD. Coral Springs, hello.
Hello. Bird. Rumor has it that you got a contract offer to join the broadcast team of John Sterling and Joe Sakaki to broadcast.
I got news for you. He knows nothing about baseball. I could do better than John Sterling.
Well, I mean, I think that'd be a great compliment because I don't think either one of the other ones. Well, I shouldn't say it. Joe,
are you ripping into Joe, who's on vacation now?
No, Joe knows about baseball. I just think it'd be a great combination. I mean, it would just.
Joe knows his sports. Okay, he may be boring as hell, but he's a hell of a guy.
I think it'd be a pretty good compliment. Anyway, one more thing, if I may.
Yeah.
I'm here eating the wings that you recommended, and they're just tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Wings plus.
I won't eat any on the radio because that would be a
bad
call.
Bad radio.
Anyway.
Are you going to be okay, sir? You sound like you're just on the verge of losing it any second now. You're going to be all right?
Yeah. There was one other thing I wanted to say, and I can't remember it.
You know, I would like to do color. I think that would be really good.
Not a game.
I'd enjoy that.
Well, listen, have a great weekend.
Oh, the other thing.
Call us back Monday with the other boys.
One more thing. You're going on vacation. You're going to be back in 1 or 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm not going on vacation now, after next week.
Oh, after next week. So you'll be there next week?
Yeah. Although it sounds good to me.
I'm going to give you a... I'm going to get a videotape that I'm sure you're going to be interested to see. Steve Kane appears in it. And this is not a hoax. It's the truth. And I'm going to get it over to you. I think you're going to enjoy it.
What do you mean he appears in it?
Well, it was a pilot for a series 2 years ago.
Steve is playing a pilot?
No. It's a pilot for a series.
Yeah, I got him.
Okay.
Really? Okay.
So you'll be there next week.
I'll be here.
Okay.
Trust me.
It'll be there Tuesday and Wednesday next week.
Okay. I'll put a note on my calendar.
Okay.
See ya.
See ya.
We have a VCR in here now, you know. So.
Yeah, we can watch it in here too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have an open line in Palm Beach only. Palm Beach only. It says it's Steve's Fox Show audition, and the show sucked, according to Nick. Yeah. It's not my comment, because I haven't seen it, but Nick said it sucked. Horrendous. Embarrassing. Putrid. Obnoxious. Rotten. Let's go to Coral Springs. Hello. Is this a heavy breather, mouth breather, or a no breather? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
This is Pompano, sir.
Oh, well, excuse me. Okay, well, it said, was it my mistake? Because he's got two, oh, I see, there were two Coral Springs. Well, that was an old caller who died.
How you doing anyway, Neil?
We're doing anyway okay, Pompano.
Great. This is Angel Manganiello. I'm from Rochester. I've been down here about 18 years, and, you know, I've been listening to you for a long, long time, and I've never called because it's been so busy.
Yeah, the phone's been busy for all those years, yeah.
Yeah, all those years. But anyways, the Queen is going to Rochester next week.
What?
My wife. She's going to Rochester.
The Queen?
The Queen. I call her the Queen.
Oh. Well, she'll have a lot of company, I think.
Anyways.
A lot of queens in Rochester, sir.
Listen to this. I understand that they got rid of the can of worms up there.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody ate it.
No, I heard they redid it all.
Yeah, they redid the expressways.
No kidding.
They didn't get rid of it. They just redid it.
They redid it, and then they redid a whole
bunch. It's a little tiny city. There's no problem driving around there. Anybody complains about driving in Rochester after driving here has got to be nuts, okay? They could have a 10-year-old kid could drive up there.
Uh-huh. Well, anyways, I just wanted to say hello, and I think we live in the same complex. You still live at Lakeview Courts?
No.
You moved?
No, I'm in Jacaranda now. I moved up in the world.
Ooh, you did.
Oh, yeah. I'm with all those wealthy people.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderful.
I'm not one of them, but I'm with them.
Take care of yourself.
Okay, you too.
Have a nice trip.
Okay, thanks. 7:44. Now, what? He was a nice guy. He didn't know what he was talking about, but he's a nice guy.
It was great.
Do I remember the Wilton North report? That's the show Steve did. No, I don't. That doesn't ring any.
Oh, is that
it? You do?
I heard the name. Yeah, it was a short-lived Fox disaster.
No,
wasn't it?
No, we're eating his fruit. I had a peach, a plum, and about three grapes, so don't go getting hysterical out there.
That's just fruit.
Although, if I keep eating the fruit, it's only 11:45. I may have a little interruption in the show.
That's all right. The grapes are good.
Yeah. And, of course, if you eat enough of those grapes, you're going to be making a mad dash to check the mail again. 11:45 at WIOD. Here's a call from our favorite city, Cooper City.
Neil, watch out. You better not eat too much of that fruit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got a spy report for anybody.
Is this Jack Jr.?
Yeah, this is like Jack Jr.
Nicholson and those damn pigs piss me off. As the cart goes, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyhow.
I'm making a pubic service report for anybody who traveled me over for giving him the oh crap look, but he used the S word. And I tried to find out what that was, and he couldn't define it for me. So he said I was going between 20 and 25 in a 30 zone.
Mm-hmm.
So how fast are you supposed to go?
30.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Right on the button.
I said, you know, this
if you go 29, you've had it.
There's got to be a happy medium between 0 and 30, I thought.
Yeah. Well, there used to be a happy medium, but she's in jail now.
She is, yeah. Somebody was walking on her lawn, wasn't
yeah,
it?
And she sprayed them.
Yeah.
I love this guy's voice.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so then he wanted to know if we had any drugs or guns in the car. I said, mm-hmm. No, but you're welcome to search it. So he decided, well, of course I am. He says, you can bet I will. So he searched the car. He opened the door, and I've got like a dent in front of my door, and the door hits the fender.
Mm-hmm.
So then he asked, Are you planning on getting a car soon? Can you believe that?
Well, maybe he sells them on the side.
Yeah, that's
maybe he moonlights.
Drugs or cars?
Both.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a great day now.
Okay, you know, those pigs really piss me off.
Okay, good luck to you, Junior. That's Jack Junior.
Well, how you doing, boys and girls? This is Uncle Jack Nicholson for the Rock and Roll Report. I'm so damn pissed off at everything these days. Can I say pissed on rock and roll radio? You better believe I can, because I'm one busy dude right now, and I don't have time to do it over again. Anyway, I'd like you to hear my story. The three bears, the mama bear, the daddy bear, and the baby bear who really pissed me off. Well, forget about it. That's all I got to say.
Didn't you see Terms of Endearment?
No.
Oh, he was astounding.
I don't like Jack Nicholson. I mean, is it some kind of a law that I have to like him?
It doesn't sound like you've seen anything.
I can't. Look, if there are people that you don't like, do you watch movies with them? Like Sly Stallone. He makes me puke, okay? So if he's in a movie, am I going to watch it? No.
In both...
He was great in Cuckoo's Nest. He was tremendous.
And also in Terms of Endearment, he had one
small
role.
Every other movie, he's like doing a
you
parody of himself.
Him.
He's like, he's psychotic, okay?
I disagree.
Have you ever, you probably see him at the Lakers games.
Perfect in broadcast news as the anchor.
He sits
incredible
on the sidelines at the Lakers games, and he's just as psychotic there as he is in these movies. He doesn't have to act. That's him. It's 11:48. Okay, I'm glad you like him. Everybody likes him. I'm in a minority again. I'm out on a limb, but I'm used to that, okay? I don't care. I don't like him. I don't like him.
Well, I don't think you're giving him...
I don't dislike him personally. In other words, like if
you
I
know,
see him on a show...
It? What did
I don't like any of the movies. Like, The Shining was idiotic. It was horrendous. It was one of the worst movies of all time.
Terrible
He's
movie.
Always doing this affected... And he's always got that same psychotic look, and his the cheeks are, you know, look like they're about to explode. He's just a silly guy. I don't like him. Okay? Do I have to like Jack Nicholson?
No, you don't have to. But...
First, we got to have a big timis about the flag. Now we're going to have a big thing about Jack Nicholson because he's playing the Joker in Batman, right? And I got news for you. Cesar Romero was better as the Joker, and I haven't even seen a movie yet.
Yeah.
Cesar Romero was the definitive
great.
Batman, the
Joker.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
He was, just like all these Sherlock Holmes movies they try to make, okay? Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce were Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. All these other people, it doesn't make it, okay? It doesn't cut it, all right? Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's like Bela Lugosi was Dracula. When you see all these other Frank Langella and all these people trying to be Dracula, it goes over like a pregnant pole vaulter in the middle of August in Rome. Okay?
But I'm not talking about Batman. I haven't seen Batman. I'm talking about...
Jack Nicholson.
And his Oscar
gives
level...
Gives me a pain where I sit.
How many Oscar
He's
nominations?
He's always the same. Always the same.
I don't agree.
He's a one-note Charlie.
I don't agree.
He sucks. It's everybody who can't stand Jack Nicholson that's sick and tired of that routine of his calling immediately. Look at that. Every line is lit on the board. I hadn't even finished the sentence. It's 10. If you like him, go see it 10 times. It's not going to have any influence on my life one way or the other, okay? In addition to which, nobody can play Robin like Burt Ward. Polarizing movies for the rest of the show. We burned out Jack Nicholson, so we're going to argue about that. Too bad we can't have some pseudo-intellectual like Bill Cosford here, but of course he can't come on the show.
He's on vacation.
No, say permiso at the.
Oh,
girl.
That's right.
Okay, we have. Look at the board all of a sudden, boy. What the hell did we do?
My God.
Well, it must have been that Jack Nicholson stuff, okay? We lost three calls. This is almost unprecedented, isn't it?
Yeah,
except
it
when
is.
I hang up on all of them, which I'm about ready to do. Open line in Broward, 524 WYOD, and of course Palm Beach, which we don't. we don't really care. I hate to burst your bubble, but we, you know, if you call, fine, and if not, life goes on. That's that's the impact Palm Beach has in my life. The Boca Puker, it says, is he gone? Well, he's got a lot of nerve, okay? We put him right at the head of the list, and he hangs up. What a munghead.
Jeez, that makes me want to puke.
Makes me want to lock him out. Miami, hello.
I'm puking.
Yeah.
Puking Junior. Hey, what's up, Neil?
Oh, he must have caught it from the other guy that was on hold.
I guess so. Listen, I called up your buddy Gons over there at Zeta, and they're not playing Dion.
No, I didn't think
they're not?
So.
No.
See, that woman, yeah. She got in a car, and her husband, see, this is one of the things... People don't even know what they're listening to half the time, okay?
Right. Just,
especially on music stations. They don't know what station they got on. They hear a record, oh, yeah, I heard it on Zeta. But if she did hear it, then it must have been on She. They And somebody said the other day she's not playing
they
it either.
They don't play it either.
I don't know. I'll call and I'll check that out, too.
But see, Zeta doesn't play new music.
No.
It's all oldies.
Well, I take it back what I said yesterday. They suck worse than ever, okay? And their numbers are embarrassing, and that Pete Bolger ought to be, he ought to be selling shoes at JCPenney's or something.
You betcha.
Okay.
Well, he'd do good doing
hey, listen,
that.
Neil, you know that you've been talking about that Barks root beer.
Barks. Bark.
That's what I said, Barks root beer.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. I found it about a month ago, and it's like, ugh, the best diet.
Yeah, the best diet soda. I mean, the regular, I bought by accident the other day, and like I said, it's okay, but the diet is just orgasmic. It's just even better than the regular.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, Pepsi, they stopped selling Hires root beer now.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped selling that.
Didn't they? Used to make Hires in Rochester, I think.
I don't know, but they stopped selling now. They replaced with Barks.
I would hate, you know, I'd hate to be subsidizing a product that is competing with something they make in Rochester. But, you know, because I buy a lot of Kodak film, I'll say that. I want all those people from Rochester to know that I'm, you know, I don't buy any Hickey Freeman suits, but I do buy a lot of Kodak film.
Hey, listen, Neil, if you can get the casinos on sometime next week.
Wow.
Then you can tell me goodbye. Tell me goodbye.
Huh?
Yeah, what? I can play that just before I leave for vacation.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Great.
Okay.
Oh, one more thing. I saw Tweety driving your Corvette over to Gerber's the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. With the Phoebe Cates on the trunk. Have a great day.
Bye.
Yeah, I heard about that through the grapevine.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Gerber's, did I tell you I mentioned that to you? That idiot called again on my answering machine?
Amazing.
So it obviously is somebody who knows someone at Carroll City, because he had my number over in Lakeview Courts, and now he's got my new number, and it's very...
How can that happen?
No.
Couldn't happen.
Highly unlikely, so it's somebody from connected with over there, which, by the way, reminds me, if I get any more calls from that particular person, I have incredible stories, which I am willing to tell on the air, about a certain somebody, someone who used to... I told his stories about the board op, remember those days, and he wasn't putting my calls through at KAT.
Sure.
I don't want to mention his name on the air again, but just to give the audience a little hint, I've got some incredible...
Kicking ass with 50,000 watts of power all over South Florida. From the Keys to the Palm Beaches, even out to the Bahamas. This is WINZ.
Yeah, because I think this Gerber's, there's a tie-in. I think so.
Shocking.
Anyway, it's 11:57. Somebody just expired dead and dead when we put that card on. They just hit the, like a rock. New Orleans.
Hello. Speaking of the home of Barks Beer, here I am.
Barks Beer is from New Orleans?
Bet your ass is. Oh, I shouldn't have said that, should I?
We're talking about Barks root beer.
That's right.
Is that what you're talking about?
Barks root beer. Uh-huh.
Is from New Orleans?
From New Orleans.
Well, wait a minute. Let me look on the can.
I bet he's right.
I don't think so. I think this is like from Massachusetts.
It originated here.
Did it?
I
wait a minute. Look at this. Biloxi, Mississippi. I'm serious. That's what it says.
It may have been bottled there.
Biloxi, Mississippi. Yeah, this was bottled. It was canned in Biloxi.
Huh.
I know some people in the business got canned in Biloxi. I think Bill Calder.
But at any rate, here I am in New Orleans. I've got my mug and David covered up because you know what it is like here.
Yeah. A lot of goyim there.
Yeah. Now, I went to this... this bar last night, and they have something called Cajun beer, Cajun-flavored beer.
Mm-hmm.
The bartender said, don't even try it. It's the worst thing that's in the world. That's real interesting stuff, isn't it?
It is?
It's interesting information that a bartender tells you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good sign.
Like, going into a restaurant, they say, don't eat the food here. It'll make you sick. Anyway, if they say, how's by you, don't think they're friendly, okay? What was the name of that movie, Southern Comfort?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind, okay? I don't want to get you nervous.
Well, I'm getting real nervous.
I'd go out and buy some rosary beads right away and start fondling them, okay? And that's all you should be fondling.
Well, you know, I'm just chewing on cookies right now.
Okay.
So, but the reason I'm here, I got to tell you this.
In 20 seconds.
I'm moving. I'm moving out of Miami.
Really?
To New Orleans in the middle of July. I wanted you to know that. Once a month, I'll give you a call from here for the New Orleans report.
Great. Okay, we'll make like a regular feature out of it.
Okay.
Okay, have a great life. See ya.
Bye.
Okay, we got April Wortham, I guess, standing by, right? I forget. With the noon WWE, the audience remembers. Boy, a lot of those guys are standing up to salute the flag, right?
It'll be ice cold.
I know.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
And I opened one just now that was warm.
Couldn't wait.
Well, my Diet Pepsi's like at the very... Isn't that interesting, too? Thank God I was drinking Diet Pepsi when he came in. Because it could have been a Diet Coke from out of the machine. I hate to say it. I won't say it.
Okay.
Because that'll be another argument about whether you like Pepsi or Coke better.
You really think I'm going to argue about that?
Hey, listen, it wouldn't be the first time. And then Mike Miller will call in. We'll have to take a poll. 1206 at WIOD. And boy, this is zipping along pretty damn good here today. Baby Selling Part 2 on the Kane Show. Hank Plunge Your Brains Out Goldberg on Sports Talk. Yankee Baseball at 8 with Kansas City. Kansas City. And Larry King afterward at 11 o'clock with some of those really unpredictable calls, adding a little spice to that show. It's about time.
Cash me a check.
Now, the Book of Puker is back, we hope.
Yes, I'm here.
You shined us.
That wasn't me. That was one of those imitators that are that need to get a life.
A lot of those Puker imitators popping up all over town.
You bet. That's Wednesday, this little girl named Amy called you.
Yep.
That was my daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Figures.
Maybe we'll be seeing tomorrow at Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I'm trying to talk Amy.
Sounds more like a threat than a promise, if you ask me.
Well, I won't eat any of your food, so nothing will happen, you know?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Why did I put him on hold? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just lost. 1207 at WIOD. We got our paychecks early today, so I've been kind of anxious to get out of here. Talked to Bill Calder. We talked to Phil Saltzman.
What a day.
Incredible day. Hank Goldberg.
Jack Nicholson Jr.
Jack Jr.
It's been good, really.
Phony Boca Puker before. Mm-hmm. Well, we've had it all today, and it's only a little afternoon. Okay, we do have some open lines on that board. One in Broward, one in Boca, one in Palm Beach. Kind of like a nice symmetrical thing right there on the on the board. Lee's Tantham in the seventh race. That's my pick. Oriental Game in the eighth with Gonzalez. That's yours.
And Phil said excellent picks.
Yeah.
Both. That's what
okay.
Phil said.
Well, it's about time that we picked something that had a chance.
No,
I didn't
kidding.
Even look at the
results?
Little scoreboard. Look at that. Oriental Game is Slater's best bet of the day. Almost everybody picks it.
I didn't look at that either.
Lee Tantham... Castle Cannon is just about everybody's pick. Lee Tantham has picked second, third, third in the consensus. That's okay.
That's a good boxer.
I don't want that chalk. Miami, hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Neil.
Yeah.
This is Johnny Stardust.
Oh, my God. I think we got a bad connection.
Neil.
I think we got a bad connection, John.
Neil, I just want to tell you I'm going to see you at Hollywood tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
And I'm bringing Jughead and Bob and Tim.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I got gifts for both of you guys.
Do you?
Bird, how you doing?
Jughead's going to be there?
Yep.
Juggy?
You better believe it.
Incredible.
Yeah, that is shocking, isn't it?
All right.
Well, I'd give anything if I could find that cart that I'm looking for.
Now, hold on. Life. Hold on, Johnny.
Okay.
Boy, now this, we got to do a setup here in a second, okay? You know about all this showbiz stuff.
I'd give anything. So chicken sandwiches, nothing but the best virgin white chicken breast, man, that they cook on the grill for you while you watch the best. So get away, you know, if you want to be one of the rodents out there, you know, one of the ants that are following each other around, you can continue going to those fast food, junk food places and eating the slop that they put out, you know, in all the little sacks. But the bottom line is if you want a great lunch or dinner or snack, and inexpensive, quick, then Char Hut is the intelligent choice, okay? And coming the 1st of July, believe it or not, whether you like it or not, the official Neil Rogers Char Hut refillable squeeze bottle for you to squeeze, fondle, and have a great time with, okay? Sunrise, Tamarack, Davie, Hollywood, Miami, Oakland Park, and of course you'll find the newest Char Hut in Margate. I am speechless. 22 till 1. Well, that was incredible, wasn't it? Okay, we have an open line in Palm Beach. Look at that. I'm even burning the copybook with my French cigar. By the way, if Joe with the cigars, yeah, these are okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too much You ever saw the cigars that Major smokes? They are.
But those are just barn burners.
They're scary, you know.
And wouldn't you think by now he would learn?
Mobile.
Yeah. But he just keeps puffing away, man. Like, I can't smoke one of them. And he must go through a half a dozen a day, I bet. Here's Tony in Broward. Hello.
Hey, Neil. This is Tony. I'm up here in Lynchburg again.
In where?
Lynchburg, Virginia.
Oh, like I said, in Broward in Virginia, yeah.
Hey, I called you last week. I'm sorry. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to mention those call letters.
What's that?
Last week. I'm not going to mention them because you dumped me last week.
What call letters?
Your next-door neighbor's call letters.
Oh, no, we're WGTR 97.3.
That's over.
No, see, that's over because Bill Wise. Bill Wise, no, we didn't make up. We made a deal. Spike Wise said that he would take the blame for everything that goes wrong if we continued mentioning the call letters, and I thought that was a pretty good deal. Oh. Although, quite frankly, he's usually to blame anyway, so it's not much of a deal.
Are they going
to
play the Dion record?
No. No. They're just stubborn. That's why he's stubborn as a mule. He knows better from everybody. And in the meantime, their numbers are okay.
Have you heard the Brian Wilson album?
Have we heard it?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Brian Wilson, you know, the Beach Boys.
Have we heard it?
What?
We were the only ones playing it on Zeta back last fall.
Really? Well, I
played the hell out of it.
I'm up here in Lynchburg, you know.
Well, that's no excuse. You're supposed to know about these things. Don't you have a good pipeline?
Hey, I'm the only one in town that even knows about you guys.
Oh, come on. My good friend Jerry Falwell knows all about this show. He loves it. He's a big fan.
Yeah, I'm sure. He probably listens every time he's done.
No, he called me just the other day. He said, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you.
Hey, you know, we finally got a talk station up here. They finally decided to do one.
Really?
WFIR in Roanoke.
I thought for sure the call letters up there would be WGOD.
And they talk about Larry King and Hank Goldberg all the time. Who is Hank Goldberg?
They don't come any better than Hank Goldberg.
Now, here, listen, I taped my call with Falwell. Listen to this.
I know that the Lord even loves Neil Rogers.
How do you like that?
God loves you, Neil.
Yeah.
Well, listen, take care, man. I don't want to hurt my phone bill. Take care.
Wait a minute. You're paying for this?
Yeah.
Now, don't do that. I told you, call us collect now, Tony.
Call you collect?
Please, anytime.
All right. Hey.
This company's got more money than God, okay?
All right. Well, okay. Then I'll do that.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Can't believe he was paying for the call. Operator, if you're listening, reverse the charges. What operator? He dialed it direct. But it sounds good, though, doesn't it? What a great con job, huh? We want to pay for that call, okay? We'll do anything so Tony doesn't have to pay for that call. Okay, look at that. Everything's going just great. Palm Beach is still open, though. Boy, you people up there, you make me sick. There are a lot of wonderful people listening in Palm Beach County, but they just have nothing to say. I mean, most of our listeners, you hear these calls. We don't do any kind of, like, scientific solving the problems of the world show. We're not as important as Mike Siegel and Bob Grant and Jerry Williams and all those other bags of wind. We're not like that. We just sit here and help you have a good time and kill a few hours and make you forget where you live and, you know, pretend that we're all happy, okay? That's the whole purpose of the show. Kind of like a little relief from pain, you know.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
That's no Leaf Fowler show.
And for those who hate the show and listen, like that guy a few calls back, it's kind of like an S&M exercise.
True.
You know, guys like the one who called who has the whips and chains on the walls, busy flagellating himself right now. Miami. Oh, whoop. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, pal.
This is Steve, the original Jane's Addiction caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you, dude.
Okay, pal.
Okay, you ripped them bad. I knew you would. I didn't think you could.
But I did. But listen, did I play it?
But you played them a lot. Yeah, that's
did I buy the album?
Yeah, you're a man of your word.
Did I play it?
Man of your word.
Did I give it to Nick, who enjoys it, so that instead of throwing it on a floor somewhere, somebody who likes it would have it to enjoy and fondle? Exactly.
Yeah, Nick's got good taste. Doesn't,
well,
what's the girl that works there?
What?
The girl that works there that likes it, too? Sharon?
No, Sharon does not like it. No, she doesn't. She hates it. Nick keeps making his stories up.
She says no.
Nick also said that Todd loved it the other day, and he was putting his finger down his throat and down his pants. It was incredible.
Todd has no taste. Oh, and about Bob Mould, it's really ironic because he used to be with a band called Husker Du.
Wait, called what?
Husker Du.
Who?
Husker Du. It means do you remember?
No, I know. It's just that if you don't say it very carefully, it sounds like something Sub Rosa.
Yeah, right.
As in Sub Rosa Folger?
Whatever. But anyway...
And Bob Mould, yeah. See, I threw you off guard a little bit, don't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's the idea of the show.
Okay, but anyway, he's in a was in a band called Husker Du, which is a lot like Jane's Addiction.
Well, it says here, Nick, who's an expert in this crappy music, he says Husker Du is speed metal.
No, man. And that guy...
Nah, see, Nick, you don't know anything about music. This guy on the phone, he's an expert.
This is the underground, man. This ain't no speed metal. And that guy, that idiot...
No, I think what he means is you have to be on speed to listen to it.
No, not true. It's more like noise rock.
Yeah, noise rock, yeah. Like Jane's Addiction.
No, no, you need a good doobie to enjoy that album.
Well, hard to argue with that kind of logic.
One good doobie, and that'd be a good record.
Yeah, but, or two couldn't hurt, to be honest with you. Two couldn't hurt. Then you really get into it.
Okay, and there's another
And three would be a paradise for that album.
Well, I know.
The size of Stan's cigars, maybe.
But
yeah.
Listen to it. You know, listen to the deep down, listen to the lyrics. You
the
know?
Size of a newspaper, maybe. Like in Rosted You. Like he said, I'm smoking a newspaper.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's another
He
band.
Said, Husker Du is like Black Flag. If you turn it up loud enough, it'll kill every insect in your house.
Yeah, Black Flag's another good band.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
I don't think you'd like
If you don't like the music, at least it'll kill all the insects.
That's true.
And then they got another new group called Roach Motel, which is my favorite. If you don't like the music, you just kind of hang out there.
Hang it up. Okay, listen, there's another band I want to turn you on to.
Yes.
Maybe you like this one a little bit better.
Probably not, but give it a
Probably
try.
Probably not.
Well, you didn't say anything about Bob Mould, though. You didn't say if
no,
you like him.
No, good, but now it's watered-down pop.
I thought that... Yeah, but you got to be a little commercial if you're going to make some money, okay? You can't get into this esoteric crap and make any money. I like that single. I might even play it again today if I can find what I did with it.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. He's got a bunch of different guys from different underground bands working with him. So they took the best from all and put stuff together.
Yeah.
There's one new band I want you to hear. Grunt Bone Sandwich.
What is it?
Grunt Bone Sandwich.
Oh, we had that last Wednesday for lunch.
Nah, you didn't. New
Grunt Bone Sandwich. Well, that sounds good.
This man.
Yeah, if you put that all together, I'm not so sure we can talk about it on the air.
Oh, really? Do you promote local music?
Sure, whatever you like.
Okay, well, they're a local band.
Okay.
Yeah, I play drums for that band.
But so is Jane's Addiction.
Yeah, no, well,
They're from here.
The singer's from here.
Yeah, there you go.
The guitar player's from Hialeah.
Well, see, Dion at least lives in Boca, so we can promote his music and feel...
Oh, about Dion, he does use vocal effects. You can hear it. He has a doubler or a mini-verb or something.
I didn't say he doesn't, but the point is when he came in here and he sat down in the chair and sang, it was great.
For some.
Huh?
For some.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not saying you'd necessarily like his music,
but I'm
talking about the fact the guy has got great talent for what he does, okay? I'm not saying you necessarily like it, but he doesn't have to enhance his voice like all these other idiots to sound good.
That's just an extension of your stuff. The studio helps a lot.
Just a little thing.
Okay.
Call Jay Michaels.
Are you going to be okay now?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. See ya.
Later.
12:47. Look at great voice. PR. And he's just one of the nice people in his business. I don't know how he ever sneaked into the business because he's just a nice guy.
Believe it or not, I've never met him.
Great voice. He does some other spots, too, here and there. He should be doing a lot of agency stuff because he's got a tremendous voice.
I don't know.
You don't know Ken Malden? Oh, my
Amazing.
God. I thought you've been at... Didn't he used to work at GBS?
GBS?
Oh, for years he was at GBS.
I don't know.
Probably worked with Boom Boom.
One of the few.
Every once in a while he'll drop me a note like that, and I always appreciate it because he's a tremendous guy, and I see him about once every 2 years when I run into him over at Biscayne, but super guy. 1248. If I was better than this, he must have died and gone to heaven. That's all I can say. These are as good as it gets. My favorite are those Catskill Mountain-style garlic wings. It makes me feel like I'm right up there in the Catskills, like at sleepaway camp here. And they come mild, medium hot, or extra hot. Boy, the extra hot must be fantastic. And you can get them extra wet.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Or extra garlic. And, of course, all of the wings come with that great blue cheese and celery for dipping. And be sure and dip your wings and whatever else. In the blue cheese, because that's, you know, as I said, I always in every spot mention that, because if you think it's only for the celery, you're missing out on a real treat. It's for the wings also, and all kinds of other great hot subs and delicious sandwiches and finger foods and shrimp in a basket and clam chowder and your favorite beers and wine and lots more waiting for you at Wings Plus. Price is inexpensive. The food is sensational. They're on the northwest corner of Andrews and Prospect in Oakland Park. They're a half mile west of University Drive on the south side of Sample Road in Coral Springs, and both Wings Plus locations. Monday through Saturday, they're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday, noon.
on death row begging for mercy, who has exhausted all his appeals, who can avoid the chair any longer. Everyone knows it's Bundy. The voltage begins to rise. There's smoke coming off his thighs. Just look at those bugged out eyes. He's gonna die. Just watch him cry. We'll cherish the sight of you smoking like a barbecue. There's nothing left you can do. They're gonna make you shake and bake. Who's gonna cook till he's extra crispy? Who's gonna be the toast of the town? Who's gonna bake like microwave pizza? Everyone knows it's Monday. You'll know how your victims felt as they're strapping on the belt. You'll look like a patty melt. It's no surprise. You're tenderized. Who used to murder women and children, bludgeoning pretty co-eds to death? Who was arrested and sent to prison? Everyone knows. Bundy, who's been on death row begging for mercy, who has exhausted all his appeals, who can't avoid the chair any longer. Everyone knows it's Bundy. Who's gonna cook till he's extra crispy? Who's gonna be the toast of the town? Who's gonna bake like microwave pizza? Everyone knows it's Bundy.
Any of you would-be flag burners out there, those sounds should give you a little reason to pause, right, and reflect before you light that match, okay? Because every politician in America is going to make damn sure that he protects the flag. He can't protect you, but he's going to protect the flag, okay? See, they can't do anything meaningful, so they have to do all these symbolic things, okay? And not only that, but when they protect the flag, they're also going to be baking an apple pie at the same time, okay?
Well, it's easy.
Yeah.
They like that easy stuff.
So instead of, like, having this big runoff and all this for to fill Claude Pepper's seat, why don't they just see who brings the best pie and flag? Here's Miami. Hello. Listen to that.
Boy, there's some stuff going on there.
I'm putting that on hold. Yeah. That's too good to waste. Fort Lauderdale. Okay, nice talking to you. Boy, this is good.
Yeah.
Deerfield.
Hey, guys. I know you're not an issues-oriented, but I am outraged.
Yes.
Have you seen the new plastic grocery bags at Publix?
Now, the white ones or the clear ones?
The clear ones. They suck.
What? Really?
What's wrong with them?
Well, you can see through them, and I, for one, don't want people to be seeing six bottles of wine and a box of macaroni when
yeah,
they
good
walk
point.
Out.
Good point.
I think we should boycott Publix.
Yeah, right. No, just ask for the brown bags, sir, okay? Don't start here. Call Steve about that. We have an open line in Broward, 524-WIOD, Miami. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
What was going on there before?
Oh, I don't know.
Heard some strange stuff going on in the background.
It was the radio, I think.
Sounded like Bundy was getting a second dose.
Hey, do you know anything about this Bruce Williams? I was listening to this guy the other day, and he said Bruce Williams is the most listened to nationwide talk show host in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that he is Rush Limbaugh is second.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, probably, because they're both on these syndicated things where it's for free. See,
talk
so
man.
The stations at night can just, slap it on there and doesn't cost them anything.
Like Sally Jesse Raphael?
Yeah, similar, yeah.
Oh, God. I wonder where she is.
Where she is?
In her ratings.
Oh, she don't have much ratings, I don't think. She got those glasses.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we all know who's right there at the top.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
What about Hank Goldberg?
Oh, geez. You know, these guys are getting so pushy now. It's getting to the end of the hour.
You don't come any better than Hank Goldberg.
There you go. There you go. Hank's got them all beat, okay?
All right,
in
that
my
made
book.
My day. Thank you.
Okay.
Me too.
Have a good one. Hank is more entertaining. Hank could be more entertaining in 3 minutes than all those people he mentioned put together in 3 hours, in 3 years.
Now, if you don't believe us, they're going to run the birthday show tomorrow in the best of.
Oh, yeah,
Hank
I forgot about
here.
That. That's right. The day that Hank was here on the Bird's birthday.
I guess they're
going to
run the
Johnny
whole
Dark.
Thing, I guess.
By the way, Johnny Dark, we haven't made a big deal about this, but he is going to be at Toyota Hollywood tomorrow. We mentioned a lot of the other people, like the Dork Lady and maybe what's her name with her panties and stuff. But Johnny Dark is going to bring a lot of people out who are going to come by and say, "Are you Johnny Dark from WMCA? And he's going to say no. But even so, it's worth the chance, you know. Isn't he?
Oh, no question.
In fact,
about
Johnny's
it.
Bringing his own jingles tomorrow. Yeah, he's got to identify himself because a lot of people are going to say, "Who the hell is Johnny Dark?" Which is why he's not working right now, because when he was on the air, there were a lot of people saying basically the same thing. But he's a hell of a guy, and he's going to come by. He's going to put on, between him and Fat Rich, they're going to have the WIOD eat-off tomorrow, and it's going to be incredible, man. They'll probably be exhausted, pass out on the cement. So you come by if only to see that. April Wortham is standing by with the famous 1 o'clock WIOD news, and then we'll come back with the even more famous big 1 to 2 hour. Steve with Baby Selling Part 2. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. From 2 to 6 this afternoon.
News Talk Radio 610 WIOD presents Neil Rogers. To get in touch and talk, call 751-WIOD in Dade, 524-WIOD in Broward, or 655 and 278-WIOD in the Palm Beaches. Other areas may call collect. The opinions expressed by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily those of the station. Now, here's Neil Rogers on News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
It's the 1 to 2 hour.
Well, you know, it's great that we're still loved, though. We get that mail from the same handwriting. I just want to see which one it is, okay? I'm not... Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, 107 at WIOD. Those of you who waste time, if you're going to be creative with hate mail, at least camouflage it a little bit, okay? Don't put it in an envelope where we see the scrawling, you know, the drooling on the outside of the envelope. Speaking of drooling, by the way, we understand that we may have a visit tomorrow from the wild drooler may be there. I'm kind of hoping that they all show up, you know, because it'd be kind of fun.
The police have been notified. It's going to happen.
Are they? Are they going to show up?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. They talk a good game. They were also coming to the track that day, but they never showed up. Who is that? Is that Ken Wall? Who is that? Sean? Let me see that. What the hell is that? Well, it looks like there's somebody fairly interesting in that picture. No, it's not. I was wrong. Well, see, upside down, he looked pretty good. This is getting notes from... oh, Pumpkinhead. Pumpkinhead. This is on the set of Pumpkinhead. Jeez, don't leave that laying alarm. Okay, anyway, it's 8 minutes after one. We don't want to get Steve hysterical, but Pumpkinhead just gets him going. He goes nuts over
I know. Every time.
Anyway, by the way, on Viewer's Choice, oh, man, there are some wild movies. I just mentioned this for people with satellite dishes. Some great movies this month. It's on,
What do you recommend?
Well, I don't know even the names of them. I saw the previews. There's the one about the phone dating service. What is it called? Phone dating. It's a slasher Party movie. Have you seen it?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's very good. And there's like about four or five of them on there.
I saw Batman last night.
You did see Batman? Yeah. Hank saw it. He said it sucked.
I wouldn't say that.
Mediocre. Disappointing. He didn't say it sucked. But he said it was disappointing.
Well, when you get that kind of hype on a movie.
Yeah, they're always going to fall below expectations, okay? Well, anyway, I'm going to go see it because Jack Nicholson's in it, and you know how much I don't like him, okay? I'm sorry.
As he is
okay.
In every film.
See, I'm the only person in the world. He was great in Cuckoo's Nest. I don't like him other than that. He's just...
He makes the movie.
Okay.
I mean, without him.
Like, well, then obviously I'm going to enjoy that flick. Miami, hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Great.
Hey, you're always...
Can I ask you a question before we go on?
Sure.
What do you think of Jack Nicholson?
I like him.
Okay.
See?
No, I'm the only person in the world.
That's right.
Wasn't everybody?
Yeah,
exactly.
Except me.
Hey, I
well, you know me. I like being a little different, as they say.
Oh, okay.
As Mike Thompson would say, a little different.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, you're always talking about White House from up in upstate New York.
Yeah, this kind of ties right in, doesn't it?
Yeah. Roberto like this because I'm going to talk about upstate New York and baseball.
Okay.
What?
Hey, why don't you talk about the Rochester Red Wings? That would really piss him off.
Yeah. No, I wanted to ask, you ever heard of Speedy's?
Mm-mm.
It's a upstate New York dish also, and I never.
It's an upstate New York dish.
Well, it's a lamb, marinated lamb, and it's a shish kebab.
Never heard of it. Sounds good.
My parents are from Binghamton.
Oh yeah.
And we used to always eat them up there, and I never down here. Christ, you know, nobody's even heard of them, even you.
No, so, down here, Greenies they're in too big, but not Speedy's.
Really? Anyway, I wanted to ask you that. Also, I want to talk to you about the Cardinals. I mean, you guys never met. You mentioned Montreal. You mentioned the Mets, who I hate.
Cardinals are tough.
I think they're going to be there. They're always there, right?
Don't have enough pitching, though, I don't think. I don't think they got the pitching to do it.
Well, maybe they could get some people back and make a trade.
And then we got to go up against Langston this afternoon. Boy, I'm going to be driving 100 miles an hour, Bielecki and Langston today.
That's right.
How come the Cubs never get to play the Phillies anymore? That's what I want to know.
I know. I think they got to play them at the beginning of the year, didn't they?
Just the first series, and I think we played them twice, but briefly. I mean, the Mets seem like they're playing the Phillies every day.
Yeah, I think they got something going up there. All right, I'll let you go.
Good luck to you, sir. Okay.
Bye.
See, it was short. It wasn't that painful, was it?
Mercifully short.
Okay, it's 11 Tender Mercies. Merciful. Tender. What was it? Is that the movie he
tender
was in?
Tender Mercies.
Well,
who?
See, it ties right in.
Who was it?
I don't know. Who was in it?
Robert Duvall.
Oh, Robert Duvall. No, I like. Oh, that was a terrible movie, wasn't it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no, the movie that he was in that was awful was called where he played the priest.
Oh, that was awful.
Oh, that was a horrible movie. You
that's
know the one I'm talking
the
about?
Only bad
he was
movie
the priest,
ever done.
And his
Remember
brother
that?
Was Robert De Niro and Robert
Niro.
Duvall.
Duvall.
And they were brothers, and he was a priest, a corrupt priest, and he buried him in the end or something, and it was
True Confessions.
True Confessions. You don't know that movie?
Oh, like 85, 86.
Horrendous. It was a bomb. It was a bad movie with two great actors, but it was a terrible movie.
Right. But Tender Mercies is wonderful.
Anyway, we're going to be having Bill Cosford on tomorrow. He doesn't know. Of course, we're not going to be here, but, boy, he really pisses me off, you know? He's a great guy. I mean, he just can't come on because the Herald won't let him come on my show anymore. If he had balls, if he had some real guts, plus if he was ever in town, he'd come on the show. But he's never here. So that's a good excuse. No, seriously, he's the only guy who lives in New Jersey who works for the Herald. He's never here. He's got an answering machine, and that's about the only way you can speak to him, isn't it?
It is.
Start calling his answering machine again and tell him that we think he's a nerd, okay? A munghead. Anyway, tomorrow, this is my last chance to tell you, Steve will be reminding you throughout the afternoon, of course, giving various warnings, as the case may be. Toyota of Hollywood, noon to 3 tomorrow. We're all ready for all you wonderful folks who are going to come on by. And don't forget, when you buy any new car tomorrow and mention WIOD, you get a choice to get either the Bentley Super 8 Home Movie System or a Bentley Deluxe Portable TV. So Steve is hoping to get into that new Super tomorrow. Not, you know, he's been wanting to do that for a long time, but he figures the timing is good now because he can get something free tomorrow. And also on display will be a $1 million red Ferrari convertible, along with great food from DeSalvo's. And I got 100 certificates from Char Hut. We got some T-shirts, and we got bumper stickers, and we got pictures. And we got the Dork Lady and Johnny Dork and a whole bunch of people that are going to show up. So it's going to be a great time. And, of course, check out all those beautiful new 89 Toyotas and buy two or three on the way. And, of course, the Droolers will be there and the Heavy Breathers. So it's going to be fun for all. And maybe even Bambi will come by with her soiled underpanties, too. That'll be great. Tomorrow, noon to 3, exclusively at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Taft and Sheridan in Hollywood. One sixteen. That's going to be a long time. 16 after 1 at WIOD, and we got Walt from Pepsi on the Palm Beach line. How you doing, Walt?
Hey, okay, Neil. Hey, I was listening to you talking there about Pepsi today, and I just wanted to say you're doing a real good job advertising for us like that.
Yeah. Well, I hate to admit it, but I do like Pepsi better than Coke, okay? I hate to say that.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
But I love the Diet Barks. You know, we can kind of set that off to the side. The Diet Barks is just incredible.
Uh-huh. Well, I haven't had a chance to try that yet.
Really?
I'm out at a Pepsi Cola plant in Palm Beach.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we don't do that yet. We still have hires up here.
Really? Well, in about 2-3 years, probably, it'll filter up to Palm Beach. You know, they're a little slow up there, Walt.
I know that. I heard that. I hear you talking about them all
It's like my material. You know, it starts here, and then a few weeks later, it's on a Lee Fowler show. Same difference.
Anyway, I'd like to say one more thing in closing.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like to call my friend Darren that works for Pepsi a douchebag.
Okay.
Okay, Neil?
Thanks, Walt.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
How about that? Yeah, they love us. Didn't Manny, who was here before with the Dive Barks, didn't he say that they're all Neelys over there at Pepsi?
That's right.
Well, that's great. They love us, and we love them. And everybody just loves each other in this wonderful world in which we live, ladies and gentlemen. Brotherly love. Where's Tom Lear when we need him? I don't feel like playing it right now, you know? Do you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because life is strange.
Love is Strange by Nikki and Sylvia. WMGM, Peter Tripp, the curly-headed kid in the third row who went to jail for payola, 1956.
Jeez. Boy, those were the days.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what was wrong with that? So they were taking a little money under the table and having a good time with it. Let me ask you this. Is it any different from what the detail men, do they call them detail men that sell the prescriptions to doctors? Isn't that what they call them?
I don't know.
He does. I'm looking at a couple of bimbos here. That's what they call them, isn't it?
I don't know. I never heard that.
I thought a detail man was a guy who did
your car. Yeah.
No, they call them detail men. They sell prescriptions, medicine. They work for pharmaceutical companies, and they sell prescriptions. They bring them, they give them trips
that's
and cars
right.
and
yeah.
all that other
Is
stuff.
That
See, that's okay.
Them?
And then the doctor puts you on his prescription.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, I want to rip. I don't know what the guy's name is. I want to rip my mother's doctor. She's getting a new doctor.
Mm. Oh, no.
He gave her, listen to this. I don't want to mention her age, but obviously she's a little older than I am. And he gave her this blood pressure medicine. She told me, she showed me the thing where she gets her blood pressure taken.
Mm-hmm.
Her blood pressure is excellent for someone of her age. There's no problem with it at all, okay? And I'm an expert on blood pressure.
Right.
I've had high blood pressure since I've been overweight for years. And gives her medicine that makes her sick, makes her deathly ill. And I told her if she doesn't stop taking it, I'm going to take the medicine and flush it down the toilet. Mm. So she's getting a new doctor. But this is the thing. The detail men come along, and now these doctors, they become pill pushers
right.
for all these other people, okay? And they just keep writing these prescriptions and make you come back. And, oh, it's a nightmare, okay? What am I talking about this stuff today? First we started with burning the flag, and now we're talking about prescriptions and doctors. Hello, doctor. I'm on Feldene. Boy, thank God it's Friday. I hope by Monday this all passes,
Me
you know?
Too.
Pompano, hello.
Yeah, I didn't want to just hang up after the news. I the first time I called about a week ago, I was put on hold for the news, and there's nothing like hearing her over the phone instead of on the air. I mean, on the air she sounds great, but on the phone, it's just another planet.
Just another voice, yeah.
No, more than just another voice. I missed the Cubs game. I had to take a shower, and I missed the Cubs game. I mean, it was, Anyway.
What is this man talking about?
He's a mess.
No, I had to take such a long, cold shower after that.
After hearing it on the phone.
Yeah,
I see.
And then, the Cubs game comes on at 2 o'clock, and, I mean, from 12 o'clock to, to 4,
You are messed up, man. You really.
I mean,
we owe you an apology because this guy was perfectly normal before he got on hold, and since then his life has turned upside down.
Well,
he's a mess.
I try to get in the lightning round. That's easy to get in, but try to get in on the news.
It is easy to get in the lightning round.
Compared to trying to get in on the news when she's doing it.
Oh,
impossible.
I see.
Impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to start a petition. I want her to do one of the Steve Kane investigation.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Whatever you say.
Okay.
You okay now?
Well, I'm heading for my... I got to get back into the shower.
You what?
He's going back to the shower.
Oh, okay. Good luck to you, sir. Wait a minute. Okay, let's put him on hold for a while and see how that all comes out. Here's a mobile... Jeez, I keep doing that in Miami. Hello.
Neil.
Yeah.
¿Cómo estás?
Thanks so much. That's their whole thing, man. These little hyped up Cubanos out there that want to get on. Pinga, pinga. That's their whole story, okay? We all know what it means, only in your case, you wish you had one, sir. That's the only problem. 21 past 1 at WIOD. Let me tell you about DeSalvo's right now. In fact, we don't have to tell you about it. We want you to come out and sample their delicious pizza
right.
and all their great Italian entrees because DeSalvo's is a super fantastic Italian family-style restaurant. Actually, it's three of them, all right? In Hollywood, Davie, and the new one in Plantation. You're going to love the food. You'll love the prices. You look at that menu, and there's just nothing on it. Early in the morning when they're spreading on toast. Peanut butter. I like peanut butter. Creamy peanut butter. Chunky peanut butter too. Okay, just in case Elvis was listening, I thought we'd play that. That's his favorite song, that? I'm surprised he never...
Yeah, you're right. And that's when music really had something to say.
Yeah.
I mean, they really had a message.
Exactly. In fact, there's a line in there about...
eating peanut butter while you're burning the flag. It said, don't ever do it. Don't ever do it. Well, we don't have time to get to that. Speaking of that, we got a music expert online.
Who's that? That's great.
You see?
A little hot pastrami with the Dartels.
Uh-huh.
As we approach Shabbos at sundown tonight, a little hot pastrami can't hurt anybody, okay?
How about
it's kosher for Tisha B'Av, sir. What?
How about some dead milkmen?
Yeah, the dead milkmen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll get that right on the Steve Kane show this afternoon.
Okay, Neil.
As a matter of fact, Steve, on next Tuesday, it's funny you should mention that, is going to be doing a show with six dead milkmen. Which is why they don't deliver too much to your house anymore, sir. It's a dangerous world out there. Have a great life.
Thank you, sir.
See ya.
Boy.
Wow. Hot pastrami. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, not to be left out for certain individuals in the WIOD newsroom.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. Bottle of wine, bottle of ice, when you gonna let me get sober? What was that other food song that I used to love that I played on Zeta all the time?
Food song.
Yeah. It was a novelty food song. What the hell was the name of that?
Oh.
I don't have the CD anymore.
Was it the New Beats?
Bread and Butter by the New Beats.
From Nine
That's
and
one
and
of
half
my
weeks.
Favorite records of all time.
Yeah.
Boy, I wish I had that CD. Maybe I'll run into Mike Lyons one of these days at the track again.
Maybe.
And get some more of those old CDs back that they should be giving me, but they won't. 28 past 1 at WIOD, Deerfield.
You better keep an eye on your tire.
Fort Lauderdale, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the guy from the depot that you were concerned about last week.
The depot?
Yeah.
What?
You don't remember? I called you up and I told you that we sent you something for when you had crotch rot, and then you said it was your ear plugged.
From the drug place.
The drug depot.
Oh, the drug depot, yeah. Why don't you say that 10 or 20 more times?
Okay, drug depot.
Was it the drug depot?
Yeah.
Or depot?
Depot. Okay, anyway, I looked up your profile card, because we keep one whenever we send something out to somebody.
Yeah.
And you did have jock itch.
Yeah.
The bird didn't remember.
It was Cruex, I think, was what you sent.
Oh, something like that, to that effect.
Yeah, when I watch the Cubs games, I always put on a jock strap, so I feel like a real, a little more butch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an athletic supporter,
I can relate to that.
Mm-hmm. As they say in Oakland, an athletic supporter.
Athletic, yeah. I call him a jockstrap first. But anyway, did you receive that poopy story that I sent to you? If not, I'm just going to send it overnight express mail.
Yeah, send it express mail. That'll be good. It'll get lost here on the weekend. It'll be great.
Oh, so I shouldn't...
But I'm sure Meg Green will have a good time with it on Sunday morning. She has a lot of straight poop on Sunday morning on her show.
Oh, straight poop, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Neil, well, how are you, Bird? It's nice talking with you again. I'm going to send it overnight anyway, and I'll just have to take that chance at whether it gets to you or not.
Excellent.
All right, Neil.
We'll keep our eye peeled for it.
Okay, sir.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Boy.
Boy. Oh, boy.
God.
A lot of good stuff. This is one of those Rhino. Rhino has some of the best oldie CDs. I just mentioned that in passing, okay? And you always get the original cuts. This is Son of Frat Rock, which also has the Bill Deal.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of jackass do you think I am? 1:30 at WIOD, Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Pardon me, sir. Bat asked me again. I couldn't hear you.
What? What did he say?
I have no idea.
Couldn't understand a word you were saying, sir, but it was an excellent call and a real good build-up toward that lightning round as we get precariously closer any second. Is the shower guy on 5?
No, can I hold flying around?
Hold on.
Can you tell it's a 1 to 2 hour?
Oh, yeah. We're getting some good stuff here now. As it gets closer to a 1:45, boy, the really, really intellectual callers start pouring in from all parts of South Florida. Even the Palm Beach line is lit.
See?
Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello. Goodbye.
See?
Fort Lauderdale.
Me again.
Who?
Holding.
Oh, I just put you on hold. All right, hold on. Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
That would drive him nuts if I just kept going back to him over and over again. Just a little fun with you there, sir. Okay, don't panic, all right? It's just a radio show. I realize your life is pretty empty, but we know where you live. North Miami.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
Now, the food song you were looking for that you always played on Zeta was the Captain Dave Homintosh song.
That was the one, yeah. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
By the Israelites.
Yeah. Hey, listen, is Blind Mike going to be a Toyota Hollywood?
No, he's busy cutting some jingles for WDNA this weekend.
Yeah, I met him last Christmas at a party. I think it was him. He was singing Jingle Bells.
Yeah. He's big on those Christmas jingles.
Him and his girlfriend, Pam, yeah.
Pam's.
Listen, can you put me on hold for the lightning round?
Sure, no problem, okay? I knew you'd get around to it sooner or later. Quit messing around.
I love those radio jokes.
Do you?
His girlfriend, Pam's.
Pam's, yeah.
Mm-hmm, cute.
She hangs around with Tanner and Pepper. Not Pepper anymore, I guess, just with Tanner
just
now.
Tanner.
How you doing, boys and girls? This is Uncle Jack Nicholson.
I'm trying to make up
for the Rock and Roll Report.
Thank
I'm
God.
So damn pissed off at everything these days. Can I say pissed on rock and roll radio? You better believe I can, because I'm one busy dude right now, and I don't have time to do it over again. Anyway, I'd like you to hear my story. The three bears, the mama bear, the daddy bear, and the baby bear who really pissed me off. Well, forget about it. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, and like I said, I think Jack Nicholson's probably the best.
One of our finest actors.
I almost forgot to play this for Mitch and Laura, who were having a little psychotic experience with our sales department, which, of course, is very unusual in this building. But they requested, they beseeched that I play this.
Salespeople are assholes.
Okay. I apologize for taking so long.
It's still
better
valid.
Late than never.
Yeah, still.
Which our sales department can relate to that philosophy, better late than never. Because I think it sums up their whole approach to life. Let's go to Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, what's happening, dude?
Nothing. First of all, I just wanted to congratulate you on the Cubs.
Yeah. Are you a Mets fan?
Yeah, I'm a Mets fan, but, you know.
Well, but you're a good sport, right?
It was a good win.
Yeah.
8-0.
You bet. Two shutouts in a row. How do you like that?
Huh?
I say two shutouts in a row.
Well, that's good. You know, they're a good team. Yeah, everybody underestimates them.
That's correct.
But they deserve to
win. Well, good luck this weekend. You got a real tough team to play. They got the Phillies again.
Phillies, yeah.
You just better hope they put Ruffin in there again. That'll guarantee one win. They could forfeit it. Good luck, pal.
Well, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to hold on for the lightning round.
Sure, no problem.
And another thing, is there any way you can play that song that you have from McDonald's?
Oh, geez, you know how long it would take me to find that? That's on one of these CDs.
I work at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I told my managers about it,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to hear it.
Okay, I'll have to do it on Monday, okay? I'll have
okay.
to fish around for you. You can wait till Monday, right?
Yeah, I'll just wait until Monday.
Your life won't change between now and then, will it?
No, I won't get that, you know, manically depressive or anything.
That desperate. Okay, hold on, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Don't go away. What a great call, huh? 134 at WIOD. Everybody's just in such a good frame of mind. It's a wonderful, just a great thing, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. Because we want that constitutional amendment. Every politician is just working on this feverishly, okay? People are starving to death on the streets, and they're going to have a constitutional amendment to protect the flag.
Did you say that David Ruffin is pitching in some game today?
David Ruffin, yeah. And then as he exits early, like in the third inning, and heads for the showers, he's going to be singing What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. Well, that's another great record that I should still have, but unfortunately it's on a CD that's over you know where.
Yeah.
At Zeta. If Rose Folger is, or anybody else over there, we know they listen constantly. Mm-hmm. We just love them to pieces. And it would be so nice, such a nice gesture on their part, in spite of all the intemperate things that they've said about, you know, about us. We'd like to have those CDs back, because they're never going to play them.
No, of course not. Are they monitoring today?
They could be, yeah. You know, so we better kind of govern ourselves accordingly. Anyway, just wait till next week, by the way. It's really going to be something, okay? Speaking of governing ourselves accordingly, we want to tell you about... Shocking. Shocking. Boy, this is quite a day. I just had a little thing off the air there. That was exciting.
Can't wait to hear.
So we want to wish him the best of luck.
Sure. He got out of there.
Well, I don't know if I should say it on the air yet, so I'll mention it next week. But good guy.
Great.
Anyway, wow, isn't this something? We talked to Bill Calder and all these other...
What a day.
Well, we're not doing a lightning round yet. See, I messed up. I did that spot one break ahead. Now I think it's time for the lightning round.
No.
But it's not. I just mentioned that it's not, okay? Did you get that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, hold on. Oh, wow, you got it like walking on eggshells around here. Palm Beach.
Neil, Bird, how you doing?
Great.
Listen, I'd like to save the world $5, okay? I went to see Batman last night.
Yeah?
It's a travesty.
That's what the rumor is.
Oh, it's more like Spider-Man.
Really?
So all he's doing is shooting his ropes all over the place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm a Mets fan, not a Cubs fan, and I'm suffering.
Yeah,
that trade was horrible, no?
It really was. I don't know what they're thinking about. Dykstra is such a good ball player, and he's a tough clutch player. And Juan Samuel is mediocre at best. He's been struggling for 2 years.
He's struggling.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the Dykstra's 7-for-14 with two homers since he went over to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And probably McDowell will get a new life, too, all of a sudden.
Right. Anyway, is Palm Beach, can I hold for the lightning round?
No problem at all, sir. Hold on. Well, listen, these Mets fans have all of a sudden gotten a lot of humility. Have you noticed that? Very humble.
Mm-hmm.
And I got news for you, okay? As much as I'm loving what's going on, 3-game lead in late June is hardly anything to get excited. The Orioles, by the way, are 7 games ahead in the American League East. That is really shocking. Boy, Steve is just apoplectic out there in the hall. What is he doing, moving furniture or something? He's going nuts out there. Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Great.
All right, listen, I work for a phone survey company, and we're doing surveys for radio talk shows.
What's the question?
What's the question? No, well, you guys don't have anything to worry about, that's for sure. But I'm surprised as many people listen to the radio as they do when the trends come out, because when you talk to some of these people on the phone, man, they don't know what's happening. But one thing everybody agrees on, it's Lee Who?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what do you mean? Not Tom Birch?
No.
Oh.
No, no, no. Just a little private survey company, and
we're doing
radio talk shows.
Huh.
So I imagine that's, you know, how they get some of their numbers.
So we're doing okay. Like, is that what you're trying to say?
I wouldn't put that. I'd buy a house.
Oh, okay.
But remember, the key thing here is Lee Who?
Yeah.
And can I hold the lightning round?
Sure, no problem. What a call, huh? All of a sudden, we made like this big comeback in this hour, just when we thought it was the usual dregs of society in the 1 and 2 hour, when we kind of extend our hand of welcome to the dregs. And we're getting some real aux gens provocateurs here. Plus, we had that call off the air on the bat line, which was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
From Abe Lincoln, and we wish him the best.
That is good news.
Yeah. Boy, anybody gets out of there can only improve his life measurably.
I sure know the feeling.
Yeah, so do I. Although it was a bitter pill to swallow. Miami.
Don't hold your breath, Neil. We're all dregs. We're just faking it.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, Neil.
Oh, wait a minute, yeah.
Before I go hold for lightning round, I got a couple of questions for
okay.
you.
Okay.
Do you have Matzo Man by Gefilte Joe and the Fish?
You know, I used to have that over in the other place, but I don't think I have that anymore.
Oh, okay, because I know that's another one of your wonderful food songs.
Yeah.
And
have you got it?
No, I'm going to pick it up, though. Once I get it, I'll bring it down to you.
Okay.
I was also wondering if WIOD is going to hold a semi-pro full-contact triple-jump checker supplemental draft.
That's August, first weekend in August.
That's what it is.
7 a.m. to midnight.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hold on now.
Thanks.
You are holding, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Because I figured this was just preliminaries, isn't it? Hold on. A little radio foreplay there, I guess. Pompano, hello.
You wouldn't have to have Dr. Root's phone number, would you?
Oh, this is still a guy. Were you on 6 all along?
No, I got lost.
Okay.
I dropped the phone. I'm sorry.
Well, it could have been the soap, so it's a lot better. Hold on. Wow. This has really turned into some kind of hour, right?
This is entertaining.
Federal law prohibits us from saying what kind. And, of course, we do have a call on the Boca line. Hello.
Yeah, I'm old as word of that around.
Oh. You didn't want to make a liar out of me, did you, sir?
No.
Okay, hold on. He wanted to bear out what I said before to prove that it is. It is. It is, boy. It's like scraping the barnacles off the bottom of a ship. But it's great. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, what America is really all about.
Teenagers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
All I need is my flag and a pig, man, and I'm in great shape.
Spread now.
That's what Ava My problem, she's got the Hungarian flag.
Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
Boy.
New York is where I'd rather stay.
There she is.
I get allergic smelling hair. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The
chores. Oh.
I know.
God, that's America for you right there in a nutshell.
What is
that? What was that? Where's that coming from?
Hello?
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 How are you on? I got everybody on hold.
Who, me?
Who are you? Where are you? What line are you on? This is great. I don't have anybody punched up. All right, hold on. Are you going to hold?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I don't get it. He's still there. Where are you? Look under the table. Is there somebody under here? I got him on hold. Hello?
Hello?
He's still there.
This is incredible.
Where is he coming from?
This has never happened. You're not on any line, sir.
This is the best. This is the greatest thing that's... are they all... They look like they're flashing to me. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. They all look like they're flashing. Oh, he's... Are you in Boca?
I'm dying over here.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Hello?
He's not on hold. I'm on his... Are you there?
Hello?
How about now? Now he's on hold. Oh, man.
Wow. Boy, that was...
Wow, talk about flipping out. Right at the end of the week, too, in the last break, and this guy's like, he's just coming from nowhere. It's like from the ceiling. The guy's in the ceiling in the vent somewhere.
Jeez.
Wow. It is shocking. I think it kind of fit in with that Green Acres, don't you? All right, let's do a little break here. We'll come right back. Yeah, to hell with the game. I'm going to watch the Andy Griffith Show. Okay?
Well, finally.
Yeah. What's more important?
Finally converted.
I'm going to sit there. I'm going to wrap myself in a flag and have some apple pie,
mm-hmm.
some peach cobbler, and and sit in my Corvette. It's a Chevrolet. And that, as American as apple pie,
that's
mom,
right.
and Chevrolet.
Okay.
Anyway, let's get to it, I guess. You can't postpone it forever. Broward.
What a Excellent. Start. What a start.
Boca.
Yeah, have you noticed a
little tie
theme
in there? Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a theme show today on the lightning round. Broward.
Flag spreading out so far and wide.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
I hope he gets out of that shower in one piece, I'll tell you that. Dade, hello.
Get all bushes. Quit hiding them.
What?
It's
inane.
It was about, it was a Bush and Quail joke, and, you know, so a little double entendre.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, school's out, you know.
How come they... Got a sock over the phone, kid, or what? Broward.
I don't listen to Steve Kane as well when I'm constipated.
The bat line. Well, that's good, because you're not on the air. Okay, let's see. I'm taking all those. I really faked him out that time.
Good.
Yeah. Palm Beach.
Gary, I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Dade.
Nice. That was nice. I like that.
That was excellent. Broward, hello.
Steve Kane's an asshole.
Okay. Primitive there, but right to the point. Dade County.
Vulture laugh.
Oh, that's on. No, was that the vulture laugh, or was that a cross between a vulture and the Three Stooges? I think that was Jim Yelton and Budell got tied up on the same line there together. Broward.
Does BM give BJ CSMTD?
Too many initials, sir. After the first three, we get real nervous. Palm Beach.
Neil.
My favorite lightning round.
Yeah, he's right into this show. Broward.
Those are good, too.
Dade.
I'll be there with the dog tomorrow.
Broward.
You jam your ratings and Steve will jam the bullwhip.
Boca. That ties in with that song I was talking about. The Easy Beats, Jam and Butter.
Oh.
Dade.
Hey, Doug Lady's the Lympho Provocateur.
Dade.
This is Hank Kimmel, your county agent.
Boca.
Lori, this is Doug. Will you marry me?
Wow.
Broward.
I'm dying over here.
Oh, good reading there, boy. That was excellent. Dade County.
Oh, Neil, your bed needs me.
Boca.
Yeah.
Okay. You never know with these people, you know. Dade, hello. Broward.
T-Bone is a douchebag.
Boca.
Lori, this is Doug. You haven't answered yet.
Dade. Okay.
Good one.
Broward.
I didn't come. Yeah, is Neil there?
My favorite.
Yeah.
My absolute favorite.
Broward. Okay, you know who that is.
You bet.
Dade County.
That was Zuber Saturday.
Shame to you. Palm Beach.
Yeah, the bird's a rag arm.
Yeah, but he's pitching for the Mets tonight. Dade, hello.
Is the chocolate syrup lady coming tomorrow?
No.
Let's hope not. Broward, hello.
I want to beep you on the ass.
Dade. Boy, they are. I know it's the end of the week, but they are just a wreck. They're a mess. Boca. See what I mean? Dade County.
Castano, you douchebag.
Broward.
Up to bat for the Lincoln Flamingos.
Dade.
What are you going to say? Are we doing lightning round?
Palm Beach.
Hey, Dean, the sprinkler queen does great head work.
Boca.
We have more sizes and widths.
Dade.
I love you.
Broward.
I don't know about him, but I don't do anything well when I'm constipated.
Dade.
See, I'm old.
Broward.
I'm sick of Nick. Tell him to go get a job in a nice place.
Wow.
You're right. They are a wreck.
Yeah. Emotional cripples today. Palm Beach.
Steve Garvey's not my padre.
Boca.
He sees going, this is once I'm well and I'm struggling over here.
Dade.
Hey, Neil.
Damn! Broward.
Two in a row, my guy.
They're really doing it now, boy. Dade County.
Neil, your bed still needs me.
I already got one dog in there, pal. Broward, hello. Palm Beach.
Yeah, Gary the glider pilot makes me sore.
Boca.
Yeah, an interview from Disney World.
Dade.
Hello, this is Jack from the beach, and I've switched from Sandy to Neil.
Wow. Broward. Yeah, you just know it's a Disney station, don't you, when you hear all these Mickey Mouse callers. Dade, hello.
We await Anthony.
Palm Beach.
That paycheck hurts over here.
Dade.
Hello, this is Dwight Lauderdale, Neil. I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Broward. Broward. Get with it. Palm Beach.
I shower 4 or 5 times a day. It hasn't made me cry yet.
Dade.
Thanks for the compliment, Mr. Trump.
Dade.
They don't come any better than Hank Goldberg.
Boca.
I'm scuba diving over here.
Oh, man. This is pressure. Well, no, it's just that the pressure from these calls, man, it's just incredible. Dade, hello.
Hello, good news. I've just been released from the mental ward, and I'm calling.
Broward.
Because they massacred my boy.
Isn't that funny? We're talking about James Caan before the show, and there's a Godfather line.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
And he's in there with the Undertaker. And he pulls the sheet back.
Look how they massacred my beautiful boy.
Boca.
Steve Kane is an Ojon Pro jock sniffer.
Palm Beach.
I got a suppository in my ear and I can't find my hearing aid.
Dade.
Do me, dark lady.
What?
Something about the dark lady.
Oh. Broward.
Yo, Chris. Did you work today?
Dade.
Steve Kane has schmutz for brains.
Broward.
Yes, this is Robin. Can I come tomorrow?
Dade. Mel Torme. I can't believe Mel would call in the lightning round. Can you? Shocking. Broward.
Only if...
Wow.
Boca. Dade.
Neil, you want more KY?
Broward.
Oh, man, Bishop Rover will be looking for you again tonight.
Supposed to say it's 6
and 11.
Oh,
six
boy, 11. I really blew it. Bad job. Bad job. Dade, hello.
Yo, this is the real Dwight Lauderdale.
Boca.
Na 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 na.
Yeah. We know.
Oh, boy. Robin is waiting for you, and I don't mean the one that called before. Broward.
Ask people our sales holes.
Okay, 158 at WIOD.
First stump of the day. It was a long time.
It was stupid, you know? Yeah. Might be true, though.
we'll
check it out, okay, pal? And if it's true, you will be the first ones to verify it. Boca.
Can I hold for news?
Dade.
Stick it up the ass so you always have it there.
Broward.
Steve Kane is why I'm constipated.
Dade.
Neil, you're a girly man.
Broward.
Gumby, you're a douchebag.
Palm Beach.
The more I think about it, the more I like it.
Broward.
I wish April Worthing was over here.
April Worthing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be related to Craig. Dade.
Neil, you're a dick.
Broward.
Neil, you don't blow. You suck, you silly.
And last but not least, of course.
Of course.
Our favorite line, isn't it?
I think so.
Boca.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors.
Excellent way to end the week, boy. Now, there was a real mixed bag on that lightning rod there.
It was a good one today.
We'll take a poll on it Monday, see how you liked it. Have a great weekend. Don't forget Toyota Hollywood tomorrow. We're going to be there, and we're going to have 400 police, the riot squad out there to take care of the guy with the dog. And Steve's coming along next. Baby Selling Part 2 with Richard Dimitro and Chad Dornsife, and kind of a sequel to Wednesday Show. Sports Talk with Hank.